Hey, keep spit shining them bitches. Keep that shit sucker free, nigga. Give a fuck.
Get what?
I love you, boy. And keep God in your life, fuck
get
nigga.
Do it.
So I was scrolling on the interweb the other day, and then I got a notification from another podcast, the Frocast.
Shout out Frocast. They show so much love to us,
so
man.
Much love, man.
For real. Frocast so much the truth.
Reposting, yeah. You know, stories. I'm like, I have time while I'm at work, supposed to be doing work. Let me go check out the Frocast, man.
Yeah, please go check out the Frocast.
Y'all, hey, when I tell y'all definitely go check it out,
they good.
I listened to the episode. I forgot what number episode I listened to. But I like the way the podcast is set up. But when I tell you I was over there hollering.
yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonte Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people at MappyAfro.com.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap, bang, 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 bang. Run the jewels on, fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Fat Sajak, aka Pod Strickland, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka Fred DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity, and my last aka. Ravishing Rick. Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you taking a break, not editing. Don't even listen to see if y'all microphones working as podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo and my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes, exclusive content, and get shout out on the show like our latest patrons. We got Markenzie, and I know I tell you no lies, people. This person's name is Shitbag. So shout out to Markenzie and Shitbag. You can be just like those and get shouted out on the show. Now, if option A, B, or C does not tickle your fancy, you can always do this. Retweet it, reblog it, add us to your story, tag us in the story. Hey, I see y'all paid attention this week. Because when the stories popped up, motherfuckers was tagging. So I know y'all motherfuckers be listening. Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to, it was Shorty, Ruling Myself. These ones did a tag. And a lot of more people. WV, it was a lot. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Y'all don't understand what just happened earlier today. But I want to thank y'all for sharing. Now, before we get, now that we got all the panties out of the way, gotta let y'all know, got a special guest in the house. You know, hey, we got royalty in the house, man. We got a Frocast Hall of Famer. This guy, not only does he put his money where his mouth is, but when he shows up to the Frocast, it's always a dope show. 12 Cal is in the building. 12 Cal, say what's up to the people.
What up, what up, what up? King Germ, Queen Germ, what's good? What's crack?
Hey, I hope you bought some of those hors d'oeuvres that you had when we were on your show, because I told you those were delicious. Listen, 12 Cal got an outdoor pizza oven in his backyard. Bro, I thought I was in Italy, how good this fucking pizza was.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was in Italy. That pizza was fucking delicious. He got a wood stove in the back. Hey, listen,
please,
man.
Don't listen to this, man. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, 12 Cal? Thank you for blessing the Frocast. Hey, listen, man. Hall of Fame in the building, people. Like, when 12 Cal in the building, he's showing y'all guests. It's like he taking off his Rick Rude fucking robe, and he's showing y'all what a real podcast sounds like. So thank you, 12 Cal, for coming, man. It's always a pleasure when you're in the building. And, you know, it's a rich nigga in the building, motherfucker, man, so get y'all shit together, guy, man.
Don't listen to anything
just
you said.
Saying,
first
just
and
saying.
Foremost, again, it is great to be here, man. Love coming through, man. Love listening every week, man. So I'm looking forward to the podcast, man.
Yeah, man.
Always.
I apologize for the delay earlier. That was very unprofessional, but
good, man.
We're here
we
now.
Here.
I mean, listen, I know time is money. You know what I'm saying? I wasted about 20 grand of your time, so I'm sorry, man.
So you owe him 20 grand.
Hey, listen, I don't owe him. I ain't, don't say that on record, nigga. 12 Cal might hold it. He got lawyers, man. Don't do that. Don't
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying, I mean, if you gonna be real about so it, don't say shit you don't mean.
So we owe him 20. It ain't gonna be
I
just
don't have
me.
We
are an entity. So,
I don't have
hey,
nothing to do with that.
Right. Don't follow him up. Please
yes.
Don't follow
But, you know, all jokes aside, it is a lady in the house, but you are a guest. So how was your week, 12 Cal?
Man, the week's been pretty cool, man. Been pretty cool. No complaints, man. Just a lot of ripping and running with the family. That's about it.
And for the white, for our white listeners, can you explain ripping and running, please?
Oh, ripping and running means running all over with the family. We have kids, so I was on what you call daddy duty, if you will, picking this one up, taking this one to practice, going to tennis practice with my daughter, picking my son up from football practice, the usual, you know.
Okay, see.
So yeah, it's but even that's a lot of fun, man, because I think especially as our kids have gotten older, I cherish that because I know at some point in time they're gonna be out the house, so you know,
yeah.
I'm enjoying that.
I'm on the fence with it.
Well, I say that now because our oldest two are in college now.
Yeah.
One's in grad school, one's in
so you were like, two. Yeah. So you definitely on the you like, I got kind of out, but it still
so, yeah,
got
we
some
got
in.
Two, we got two more to get out of the house. So
oh wow. Hey,
y'all had my number. I wanted four kids.
I mean, you stopped
well,
it too.
You still got time.
No. We got three. We made it a three. We got three. We got two and a dog. We got
and
two
the
and a dog.
Right,
so that's
right,
three.
Right.
Yes. The dog is definitely a kid because she is a mess. So Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. You
okay.
Know, I'm trying to get ready, counting down the days to the Thanksgiving break.
I'm counting down to damn Veterans Day, like I was in the Army.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Too. I mean, just one day off is fine, but I need a few in a row, so I'm looking forward to that one. Doing everything that I can. Kids coming up to me saying, oh, I thought we didn't have any kind of exam coming up to Thanksgiving. Well, the university is open Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Why wouldn't I give you a test on Monday?
Don't be that. Don't be that, professor.
You ain't got nowhere to be. Where
you
gonna
send
at?
Them off with an exam?
Exactly,
oh,
I know
shit.
When you come back, I ain't gonna get nothing from you. You gonna be full of ham and turkey
no,
and
you
everything
ain't.
Else.
No, you ain't.
You are not gonna know anything when you come back here. So let me get it on the front end. Y'all can have a good time when you go see your mama and your granny.
Worrying
and
about this
you
damn
back.
Test.
That's all.
You gonna post my grade before the weekend?
Yep.
Okay.
It's gonna be down as soon as you mass submit that number gonna come popping up on that screen. So I'm gonna either fuck up Thanksgiving or you gonna have something to buy from Black Friday.
Nigga gonna stuff your ass.
Shit. And they know that I ain't the one.
Okay, all right. You keep saying that.
I'm telling you,
somebody gonna test that theory.
Okay, and I'm willing to catch a charge.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you ain't. You better take that ass whooping.
No, baby.
You take that ass whooping at school now. I don't care what. I don't care who recording. If one of them students bucket you. You sit there and scream bloody murder. You take that ass whooping. You doing that for the team. Don't you go in there and try to show off and try to whoop that student ass. No, you take that ass whooping because it's supposed to be adequate security at that school. That's what you're supposed to be fussing. All right.
I mean, I got a reputation.
Your reputation going to be real good. And you got money. You don't want to have that reputation.
I got a union lawyer.
Okay.
I can get some representation. It's all right. It's going to be okay. I got the right to protect.
Because you're going to have to understand one of them blows is going to be one blow too many. And you didn't went past. You didn't lost your money. You had a good claim. You was self-defense. Now I didn't went past self-defense because you taking out anger for all past classes, class of 2018. All you just whooping ass in there. But
that was God. He caught you.
I say that every time I smoke. That's God.
That's yes. Good.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Put you in the spirit world.
Put me in the spirit world. Speaking of spirit world, it's Coach Germer update. Y'all know what it is, man. As promised, man, we was playing the Tom Brown 2 team, and y'all know what it is, aka the rejects. So it was a glorified practice, man. Like, first of all, the final score is 56-0.
Ooh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Look, this is with a running clock. It was 37-0 at halftime. Damn. You know what I'm saying? It was so bad at halftime. I took the defense, put them on offense, put the offense on defense. Hell, my defense scored 2 touchdowns. That's how sorry this team was. We ain't practiced no motherfucking plays. We came out there, ran a quarterback bootleg and a toss left. Both of them scored.
Well, y'all about to have a real game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. See, that's all it was. We wanted to keep our razor edge sharp.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't want to play down to the competition, so we playing at a high level, so we kept playing at a high level, regardless of who we at. Come to find out that my rivals, you know, they ain't been practicing. They didn't already had their banquet. I said, damn, usually you have the banquet when the season is over. So is mentally, is their season over? I don't know, but
to find out.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Tom Brown versus Levy Park for it all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest. I think we whooping ass this week.
I need you to be thinking that because you can't be not thinking that.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm mentally prepared. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if this is going to be my last game or not. Don't know.
The nigga is soft. He wants to be with those baby kids. So he will be back next year.
Listen. Hey, this I've been on the fence thinking about retirement. This would be a perfect time. I don't want to be looking like Tom Brady out there. Tom Brady, he could have went out with a ring and walked away, but no. Mm-hmm. He was out there for his selfish reasons, just like me, out there just for my selfish reasons. Yes, I'm out there, you know, curating the kids, doing, you know, teaching them great fundamental, fun football. You know, we out there, you know, I get that, but
and this time next year,
what is the point? You know what I'm saying? But I could go out with a great squad, with a great, like.
It's just going to be that star.
Nah.
2022, you get a star. You'll be back. You'll be back because you won't have shit else to do.
I felt, you don't understand. I felt like it's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel
that's
it. Like, it's time. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
you said it was time for you to marry me, and you were so into that. And then,
yes,
you know,
I knew I was going to marry you, girl. I told you, girl. I told you.
And I really wish I would have walked away when you
see,
said
but,
that.
So, that was romantic.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
was.
What I said. It was a trap.
It was a trap. This nigga got me pregnant, y'all. Because he knew I was about to leave him.
She was about to leave me, so I got her pregnant.
He did. Because I was like, let's do this one more time for old time's sake. Just let's get it.
And I said, this the one I'm going to get her.
And he did. And I went home for that Christmas break. And hey, Mother Nature just wouldn't let me be Greek.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So that's your version of the story.
That's what happened.
But anyway, so tomorrow night, we doing it. I might even shoot a little short. Nah, we'll wait the next week to do it.
Just wait.
We'll wait. But yeah, tomorrow night, Levy Park, Tom Brown, Fall of the Marbles, 2022. It's going down. And basically, like I told the kids tonight, I gave them the fire and brimstone speech, man. You know, sometimes we out there coaching kids up, it feel like you preaching and shit. Like, you know, it's really like.
I'm almost at your ministry.
Yeah, it is. Because I can see how I got to the kids. Mm-hmm. One kid got to me today. He was like, Coach, I'm really gonna miss you, man. I was just like,
you hear his voice breaking.
Hey, because I was just like,
I can't even get them type of response.
I was just like, damn, because I wasn't expecting it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, and he came up to me. I was just like, man, I had to walk off. I was just like, man, just got me on emo. Got in the car, man. I was sitting there. I was just like, man, I'm driving. I was like, is this the last time I'm gonna drive away from the park? Is this it?
My God.
Is this how it ends? Is this how it ends? Oh, man.
Yeah, hey, Jern, don't be like Brady. Football broke up his marriage.
Exactly.
You don't want that to happen, man. No more Frocast after.
Look, I won't have no more hobbies. That'd be it. That's my last hobby. She like, yeah, she'd be like Thanos. She done got all the Infinity Stones. He has nothing else to do.
That nigga is going to continue doing that. He going to do the thing about Jern, he is going to do whatever he can to break me. He does not want me to be happy. So therefore,
wow. No, I don't want to be happy. I just don't want her to be happy. Exactly. You hear that, Twerk?
That's all it is. That's all it is. It is not about him trying to say, oh, this is really so fulfilling. Oh, because she doesn't want me to do it, I'm just going to do it even better.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. But look, that's all for the Coach Germ update. We got to get to this outline because I don't want to keep Brother Kyle here all night because, like I said, we've blocked off a time of his schedule, and we want to, you know, make sure it's worth it. Okay, so
this guy,
he's not. I don't want you to turn to a marriage counselor here tonight, 12 Kyle. That's basically what I'm trying to stop. You know, I don't want you.
We can have that conversation off the record.
I mean, but
another time,
maybe. Y'all know what it is, how we start our show out with what's on the timeline. What's on the timeline is what got everybody talking. And this week, y'all know what it is. It's Kyrie Irving, man. Now, Kyrie Irving got himself into a little of a mess. Apparently, Kyrie had tweeted out a link to this movie on Amazon. It's called From Hebrew to Negroes. It was a documentary. It's about 3-4 hours. Yeah, it's about
the whole total. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, about 3 hours long. You know what I'm saying? And according to the news media, it has
anti-Semitic.
Yeah, whatever views in it, and things like little saying the Holocaust was fake, and this is what the media is telling me. Now
it's a must-watch film. Y'all better go in and spend the $10 on Amazon and buy this movie. Go ahead and rent it for real, because I'm watching it this weekend.
Yeah, so, but then when you watch it, you don't see none of this.
The trailer that I saw so far is just.
It's basically telling Black people, like, yo, don't forget that y'all were the original Hebrews. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? Don't let, because what I think about it is, it seems like a certain group of people are trying to monopolize Jewness. Is that a word? And
Jewishness.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're making it seem like we're the only Jews out there. And so, getting back to, we're not going to get into that just yet. So the brother Kyrie was asked a question by a reporter, like, hey, are you anti-Semitic? And he was like, why would you ask me that? He didn't answer yes or no. He just started giving the motherfucker a history lesson. Like, I mean, you know, Kyrie being Kyrie. So he didn't answer the question how they wanted them to answer it. And next thing you know, they're saying Kyrie's anti-Semitic. He's this, he's that. Next thing you know, he's under fire. He gets suspended 5 games. They tell him, they give him 6 rules that he has to his job. Gave him 6 rules that he must, you know, they want him to do. I don't know if he must do it, but if he wants his job back. So, 12 Cal, how do you feel about this whole situation?
This is unfortunate. To see this thing go as far as it's gone, it's been unfortunate. And parts of it, honestly, have had me scratching my head on both sides.
Yes.
But I think first, let's deal with the truth. Kyrie tweeted that out, right?
Yes.
And here's the thing, King Germ or Queen Germ, that I want to know that no reporter has asked. Did Kyrie Irving watch that movie?
He did. He released it with no context.
Because I don't think, and I have nothing to back it up, but in my heart of hearts, I don't know that Kyrie Irving watched that movie. And so, you know, I think what happened was if you follow the timeline over it, people, you know, a reporter asked him about it. And instead of, you know, he was like, well, I just tweeted it out. And which he did. Sometimes we tweet stuff out that we don't. What I'm saying is, like, sometimes people think a tweet is an endorsement. And in some way, shape or form, it could be. But I don't know that he necessarily watched it. And then when the reporter gave him some type of pushback, he dug in.
Yes.
And I think that's where Kyrie was wrong. I don't think he was wrong because you are free to tweet out or say whatever you want. But like I tell my boys all the time, I tell my sons this: freedom of speech ain't free.
It ain't.
It never has been, and it never will be, especially for people that look like us.
Yeah. So, and that's what it boils down to, though.
Yeah. And so Kyrie, while he was well within his right to tweet that, when the pushback started coming, I think what he should have done was say, you know what, my bad. I shouldn't have tweeted it out. I'm sorry. My bad. I think it would have ended there. But I think Kyrie, being the type of person he is, and I think a lot of times if you listen to Kyrie, he will make it sound like he's the smartest person in the room. And he's not. I mean, this man once said that the earth was flat. And so, and so I mean, but here's the thing, like when you say stuff like that, and then there's a legion of people who Kyrie has, I don't want to say, like they followed him and they big him up and they are, you know, right behind him, especially with the whole thing with the vaccine shot. So he's been on this campaign, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think they put the battery in his back. And I think Kyrie got too far to where he had dug in so much that, you know, like Jerm, you know, as a man, at some point, even when we have disagreements with our significant others, even if we think we're right, sometimes you gotta fall back just to keep the peace.
And okay, I am never right. Okay. My wife is always right, and I agree with her.
I know she's always right. So I think, you know, I think that's where it really got out of hand when he just really dug in. And so then when you look at the suspension and everything else like that that came with it, like then you start hearing these other stories. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I think that suspension, everything was very hard. It was very heavy handed. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, and I don't want to say, but okay, the suspension was heavy handed, period. However, Kyrie Irving, the owner of the team, reached out to Kyrie Irving, called him, texted him 5 times, and Kyrie never responded. So imagine you run afoul with your job and the boss is calling you.
What if I hit the boss with new phone? Who this?
I mean, but Jerm, there was no response whatsoever.
Yeah, I might not know that number. You never call me. You don't even know. You know what I'm saying? You know,
but Jerm, he knew that they were. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he knew that. My thing is this, you know, Kyrie, that's why I think Kyrie really went wrong.
I don't have respect for my supervisors a lot of times either. So I'm not going to necessarily say just because he didn't respond the way they wanted him to respond that he was completely wrong. But it's mm-hmm. just more so the thing that people want to put heavy fines on people to make an example. Why do you choose to say that this is so wrong? So to me, it makes me think that, okay, that makes me more likely to want to watch the movie, because what is it that this movie is going to reveal that is so worth them penalizing him? Because it was a bullshit ass movie. It was some crazy gangster bullshit. They wouldn't have cared. Okay, mm-mm. he did some dumb shit.
He could have retweeted Minister Society every day. They wouldn't have gave no fucks.
Well, you know what the thing is too? Like I see it like this. Kyrie, I don't know that Kyrie watched this movie. And so at some point, I'm like, you have to say, you know what, man, enough is enough as a man. And I don't know where that line of demarcation is for Kyrie. It should have been before then, because, you know, he said once, you know, hey, I'm sorry if I offended anybody. He threw out some half-hearted apology. And then, you know, he said, okay, I'm gonna donate $500,000. I'm going to meet with these people. He didn't meet with them. He sent his stepmom to go meet with them. He had the team donate $500,000. So now you're costing the team money. And
the people denied the money.
Denied it because he, the next day, his statement was, you know, he dug in even more. So, and it totally contradicted what he said the day before. So what's happening is that Kyrie at this point, by his employer's standards, is bad for business. And if you messing with the money, I don't care who you are, I don't care what color you are, they will get rid of your ass. And the only reason why Kyrie Irving is still employed is because he is a phenomenal basketball player. He is one of the best point guards that I've seen. He's a wizard with the basketball. I mean, the boy is his talent is unlimited. However, teams are only going to put up with you but for so long. And when you get to the point where you're messing with the money, we saw the same thing with Kaepernick, they're going to get rid of you. And they don't care, because there's always going to be somebody to replace you. And so I think Kyrie, in his stance, which he's well within his right to have, in his stance, I think he lost sight of that. And I don't know, like, I'm Jerm. We talked earlier about, you know, your friends and stuff like that. There's somebody or somebodies in your crew that when you fucking up, whether it's like you fucking up at home or you fucking up at work, be like, hey, Jerm, man, look, you got to get your shit together.
Yes, of course. Know.
So my thing is, where are the Hotep guys and Kyrie's crew? Where they at?
They tell him he's doing the right thing and lose your $40-50 million job and come stand on the corner and look like African Bambaataa with us. That's what they telling him.
I think he might be very, you know what I'm saying, hard-headed, or, you know what I'm saying, And therefore, it wouldn't really matter if he really believed what he was doing was the right thing, that he's not going to back down. And to a certain extent, I can respect that because of the fact that you a man.
Yeah.
And to me, it's something about a man that it wouldn't matter if I really believe in what I'm saying.
Sometimes, but
I just feel, no, you can't say that. I mean, like, you got to be able to see both sides. Like, I can see it if you say that this is willing for me. This is the sword I want to fall on. This is what I'm going to die on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it could be, okay, I understand that it's not worth it. But if you believe so much in what you're doing, then do it. But if it's something where I just misspoke, I saw the trailer and I thought it was an interesting movie, so I sent it out there for people. It could have been just that simple.
What if he meant to save it so you know, for later? You know, sometimes you just bookmark some stuff. What if this all happened because he bookmarked it? Like, he's like, oh, I want to look at this later on or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? And he tweeted it out just so he could have it. You know, like, yeah, okay, what's the name of that movie? Like, we forgot about it. And then all of this, I believe.
But he might not have liked the way you came at him. So the media and came at him.
That's the whole thing. Like,
yeah, so now you make me feel some type of way.
And I think that's what he's standing on. Like, oh, yeah. So you're just going to come out and think I'm at. I didn't say anything. I didn't say this is a cool movie.
Right.
I didn't say anything.
To his credit, he has never said anything anti-Semitic. But he when you look, okay, I'm going to read to you the list of things that he has to do. He has to
listen
apologize.
To this, people.
He has to apologize for posting the link to a documentary containing
anti-Semitic. And that right there tells you why they should not be able to do that. Because you can never make me apologize to a motherfucker. I should say I owe you an apology and give it to you.
Queen Dremel and right. Kyrie right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that shit ain't cool, but go ahead.
He must also condemn the movie. He must make a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes. He must receive sensitivity training. He must take training to educate himself on anti-Semitism. He must meet with the anti-defamation and Jewish leaders. And then he must meet with the owner of the Nets, Joseph Tsai, and demonstrate his understanding of the issue. So after he does all of that, he gotta sit with the principal and they gotta make sure that he knew what he was doing or whatever like that.
I just saw another one that said he gotta write 500 sentences saying I will not be anti-Semitic.
So,
as long as I live.
I wanted to read that because I wanted, particularly for those people who are listening who don't necessarily follow sports or basketball in particular. Here's the thing, in a nutshell, they want him to grovel to get his job
back. Yeah.
Yes.
And while that is not fair, you also have to understand the Nets perspective. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret that people probably already know. They don't want him.
No.
They don't want him. Kyrie has been a headache for them. Kyrie, they wanted to trade him this summer, and nobody took them on any offers. And Kyrie is a free agent at the end of the season. What they hoped for was, okay, maybe if we get one last run, you know, we can try to make something of this season. And what's happening is that at the end of the season, Kyrie Irving will be up for a contract that'll probably pay him like $40 million a year for like 4 years. And so, but here's the scary part. Teams, and we saw this with the NFL and Colin Kaepernick, teams work together. And these owners, they work in cahoots. So everybody's watching this. If Kyrie Irving is serious about playing basketball, he might want to do this. Now, I'm going to be honest with the two of you. I don't know how long it's going to take him to do all of this shit because this is a lot of stuff to do.
I mean,
but I think they put this stuff out here, Queen Germs, simply because they don't want him, and they know because he's dug in, he's not going to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm. But that's telling you that you agreeing with a system that is meant to destroy you, and so therefore, I hope he doesn't choose to do any of those things, because to be quite honest with you, it's disgusting. Like, you a grown fucking man. You done had white men sit in boardrooms and say despicable things about Black people. You let them resign, keep everything that they earned, get their retirement, and they live happily ever after. So because you Black and you talk about somebody, no, you said nothing about somebody, and now you just got to give up your whole career?
You said the right thing. They have the complexion for the protection. That's
yes.
the difference. So, I mean, like, so we don't get the same cup of compromise. So, you know, Kyrie at this point, again, if he wants to play basketball, he's going to have, but So that's where the Nets stand. And I think where Kyrie, he's dug his heel so far in. The thing I would say to Kyrie is that he shouldn't have let it. I get his perspective, but I want to go back and be like, Kyrie, did you watch the movie? Because I still want to ask. I want that answer. And then, you know, Kyrie also has to understand, too, that if he had apologized before this thing got out of hand, it wouldn't have come to this. So
I don't believe
this is where
that.
We are. No, I don't.
They would have.
Queen Germ, they made concessions. Mm-hmm. They made concessions. All of this didn't happen over a day. This has been weeks. And each time they've given Kyrie a concession, okay, well, he'll say the right thing. He comes back and says, okay. It's like, you know, as a parent, you know, you tell your son, oh, hey, don't you do that again. Okay, Mom, I won't. And then what, 5 minutes later, he come back and do the same shit he did that you told him not to do. That's what he's been doing these last couple of weeks. And so his personality, he's just dug in like that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he's a phenomenal basketball talent. But if he wants to play basketball, and he wants to continue, even whether or not he's playing for the the Brooklyn Nets is irrelevant. If he wants to play basketball again, he's going to have to do something. Now, whether or not he has to do all six of these things, I don't know. He's going to have to do something. And if it were me, and I know Kyrie Irving has way more money than all of us, and he doesn't have to work.
Quit being humble.
Stop, bro.
Go ahead.
if he wants to continue to play basketball and get paid to play basketball, he's going to have to do something. I don't know what something is, but he can't go in this pace. It just... They will railroad him out of the league, and they've done more for lesser people.
Yes, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, ran this motherfucker out the game,
and he was just as talented. I mean, he could
shoot. Craig Hodges, get the fuck out of here. We let you come back for the 3-point contest. We're gonna make
remember
you
remember. Craig Hodges went to the White House. And Ashiki.
What? All right. Your ass ain't gonna be in no other. You better wear that
Michael
shit forever.
Looked at him like, I don't know you. Said,
you gonna do that in front of them? Boy, all right. Yeah. So, what I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. So the ADL, one of their leaders, was talking to Nick Cannon, mm-hmm. and Nick Cannon this was funny. You know what happened to Nick Cannon when he said his little comments. They had this motherfucker wearing a yarmulke and everything. This motherfucker, woo, shit. Hey, we went to Nick Cannon bar mitzvah or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting back to it, he was talking to one of the leaders, and he was explaining what buck breaking was, and the ADL leader was like, what is buck breaking? Mm-hmm. I said, oh, so we supposed to know about y'all shit, mm-hmm. but y'all don't know about our shit. So, oh, okay. So this the kind of game we playing. How the fuck, if you're not knowledgeable about everybody suffering, how about you can't get mad if somebody clown your suffering? You know what I'm saying? Because I
not be aware.
Or just not be aware. So you can't call something what, you can't call me anti if I ain't know it existed.
Exactly. Because you know ain't nothing about anti-niggas.
Yeah, what's anti-nigga?
No, it ain't no shit listed like that. That's called life.
Yes, they put us on the news. They love that. They movies, you know, the music. Oh, it's just terrible. It's disgusting. But you can't say
censoring that.
Hey, but all I know is it's in the Bible that there were black Jews. Mm-hmm. Hell, I just don't understand. Jesus was a Jew, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loved Jesus, so how can you be anti-Semitic? How? You love Jesus?
Hey man, like I said, I go back to the original point. Did he watch this movie? Because I'm not going to risk everything for something like if I'm standing 10 toes down. Okay, cool.
Yes.
But if I didn't, hey man, you got to pick your battles, man.
But my thing is this: how can you be mad at me? Okay, I know it's gonna be the whole he has a following.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't mad with the motherfucker who made the movie. Them people ain't had to apologize to you. Those people,
they don't have $40 million contracts, Queen Germ.
I'm saying. So you want to allow somebody to put a movie out there? They had to go through somebody knew.
Yeah, you have the freedom.
You on the motherfucking staff who probably made the shit.
You got freedom to make any kind of shit you want to. So the thing is like this has been in movie theaters. It has been on streaming with Amazon. It's still on there. They ain't took that shit down.
Hey, King Jern, come on, man. You think Jeff Bezos is going to live?
Hell no. Nah. Hell, from A to Z.
Y'all about to get them packages next month for Christmas. So y'all ain't coming at Bezos.
So and Bezos is like, look, I mean, so I see people bringing that up. And true, but the NBA is also trying to do business with Amazon to get these games. Yeah. So if Amazon is harboring, you can get anything on Amazon, matter of fact. So you can get all kind of racist shit on Amazon. So if you're okay with doing business with somebody that sells everything, what how can you have a stand with Kyrie about what he like? You know, I understand it's not the NBA, it's the Nets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Nets, you're in business with the NBA, and the NBA is okay with this stuff. So you gotta, I just don't see, it's a confusing situation. The way they're doing the young man is rather unfortunate. And like you said, it goes both ways. He has been a little fucked hard about things, but I understand. You know what? If you're an asshole and people, you know, force you to show your asshole, yes, you got to do that. You got to just like, yo, you want to see the asshole? Mm-hmm. Here it is. All of
I'm
it.
I'm all about cashing out, buddy. He just need to cash out.
He might cash out his last check. He might have did that. Nike has suspended the Kyrie shoe deal.
Because everybody feel like they can't stand next to him at this point. And
I
you know,
get it, but I just don't. I mean, I don't get it, actually. Because I don't feel like they don't believe what they're doing is
right. It's business, the money.
It's not even business.
Queen Germ, you're thinking on a moral standpoint.
Yeah,
it's
moral.
It's about business. Green at this point. Yeah. Nike's like, okay, well, look, we can't stand next to you.
Yeah, how can I sell this Kyrie shoe? Nobody's going to buy. Like, when Kobe was going through the rape case, those hyper dunks or whatever they were called, they were just like, yo, we can't, we got to call them the hyper dunks. We can't call them the Kobe's. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody wearing Kobe shoe. Kobe had the number one selling shoe that year, but they weren't the Kobe's. You know what I'm saying? So that's business. I get it. But, I mean, and as far as the other players, like, you know, I almost thought they had LeBron. I saw LeBron the way they pieced up the little what he said, and I was like, "Whoa!" I got kind of upset. Like LeBron, come, I started calling him LeBron.
But that's not fair though, to some degree.
But no. But when I watched it in context, LeBron, he like I said, he always does the right thing. He makes the right basketball call. He also said the right thing. He said, first of all, I can't speak for 400 for some players. Okay, cool, LeBron. Then he said, you know, y'all know my stance. I'm not cool with nobody offending nobody, whether they're, you know, LeBron cleared his palate. Then they asked him about Kyrie. He said, look, I don't know. He said, I don't know. Then he said, Kyrie offended some people, which he did. You know what I'm saying? So LeBron came out clean to that again. So shout out to LeBron. He's the GOAT for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
But, sir, he also said, I can't, he said, I don't condone what he did. Now, you know, my thing is, it's almost from the media's perspective, it's almost a divide and conquer type thing.
True.
People already know that LeBron and Kyrie they were teammates, they won a championship together, but they have a complicated relationship. So, you know, but my thing is, don't ask me. If you really want, you know, it's just like, you know, when we were dealing with the whole Kaepernick situation, you know, the media was running to every single black player. Go ask Tom Brady what he think about Cap. Go ask Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Don't ask
nobody what you think about nobody, because if y'all, the entity that hired these people, have an issue, your issue shouldn't be with what the other people think.
It's about creating.
And that's what it is.
At this point. And I think, you know, if you get a sound bite from LeBron, if LeBron says, I don't stand with Kyrie, and then he mentions everything else that Germ just outlined, the thing that makes the headline is, I don't stand with Kyrie. That's what sells the paper. That's what gets the clicks on Twitter. That's what gets everything moving. So, and that's the lead story on SportsCenter. So the thing, even back to my days of playing in college football, like, I never want to have to answer for what a teammate did or said, you know, because that's that man. You know,
yes,
I don't want anybody to have to answer what I did or what I said. You know, if you want to know what I think, come ask me. Don't go ask somebody else what they think I might think. You know, so, and I know sports and how sports is covered doesn't work that way. But it's layered. It's unfortunate. I feel for Kyrie. I'm not gonna go as far as people, man, I stand for Kyrie. No, I don't stand for Kyrie. He is who he is. I don't know Kyrie personally, but Kyrie always been on some weirdo shit. Yeah. And you know, he's on some weirdo shit. And you know, I feel for him for what he has to go through. But also, the thing I always say about professional athletes is, and you have to keep this in mind, is that we can't get upset when we're being publicly slaughtered when you gave them the bullets. Mm. I mean, you can't get mad when you get shot when you gave him the bullets, and he's giving them the bullets. He had at least 3 or 4 press conferences to walk back what he said, and he just dug in even more. I mean, like, they asked him and said, well, like Germ said, they asked him, you know, was he anti-Semitic? And he starts talking about how he grew up. And I mean, like, bro, answer the question.
Like, he's like, how can I answer a question with 400 years of my people?
So do you really think the only reason why he should apologize is because it's good for business? Because if
yes, that's
who I think it is, and like how I think something is, I'm helping you understand me. So in shedding light on me being Black, Black people going through slavery, you can't deny that we can't, we are not even qualified to be anti anybody. Right. Like, people can say that all day long, like, okay, you're in a position of power. Black people have never and probably will never have the power and influence to do anything to a mass group of people for people to be afraid. So what is in the movie? What is it that somebody get to talking over here that is going to have a domino effect on Black people? Nothing has happened. Like, you killed all our best leaders. You've told us so many lies. What could you possibly think Kyrie Irving, somebody who thought the ground, the earth was flat, he is now the new leader of the Black people? Yeah. Motherfuckers, you are crazy. Or you think we crazier than what you originally started with? Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. So it's like, in every possible way that you can have somebody to have any kind of thought, even if it's wrong, you say that it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he bad for business only because he's saying something. Like, he's saying something that's not the negative Black people. It's just something to say, okay, wake up, Black people, realize who you are. That's what the movie says. He might've just thought it had a good catchy,
Yeah, but see, the problem is, Quito, he didn't say any of that.
They didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything.
But that's my thing, because I don't owe you motherfuckers that. I don't owe you that.
That's your perspective, because that's how you think. But see, Kyrie, again, that's why I said I don't know that he saw this, because he didn't say anything. No, he didn't say anything anti-Semitic, but he also didn't say, hey, man, this is, if you look at this part right here, this is like, oh, he didn't say anything, which leads me, and I'm like, bruh, are you really about to risk a $40 million contract? He's up for, like, it'll be like 40 million over the next 4 years. So, you know, are you willing to risk that bag on something that you didn't do or didn't watch?
After Prince, well, see, I ain't even watched it yet. But see, they don't know that. They don't know. So I'm just gonna let them keep running with this narrative that I'm some kind of guy.
I saw it. I don't know.
Yes, I'm telling you.
But again, Kyrie is, if I'm not mistaken, he's not married. I think he's got a kid. But, you know, I don't know. At 30 years old, I had to make different kind of decisions. And same for you, Drummer. 30 years old, you had to make different kind of decisions. And you would not have put yourself and your family in harm's way, you know, just to say that you were right.
Yeah, you know, not at all.
You want to be right or you want to play ball? You know, I don't know.
Depends on, hey, look. If I was Kyrie, I'm looking at my bank account right now. Like, can I live the rest of my life off of what I got? Because fuck this shit. I'm not tap dancing. What Fonte say on this song? I'm not tap dancing. Tap dancing.
And how much more money he make? $40 million. How much they making off of him?
Oh, they're making a whole grip off of him. That goes without saying. But see, the thing about it, they're going to keep making the money. Kyrie is only going to have a small window to make this kind of money, and he's not going to be able to, you know, go someplace else and make $40 million a year. And it ain't about the money at this point. It's about principle for him. And I get that part of it. I don't have any problem with anybody standing on their principles. I just think before he got to his principles, he could have avoided a lot of this. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
They trying to stick it to him for real. So
I mean, big time.
Now, I do think that the NBA Players Association will step in, and I don't know if he'll have to complete all of this.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they might be able to throw him a bone or something. But
hey,
I mean,
all right.
He got to go to class.
They gonna pass the hat for his ass. That's what they gonna do. They gonna send this man off like, hey, Kyrie, because ain't nobody gonna stand up for him publicly.
Nobody can stand that. You at this point, you can't put your arm around Kyrie.
I mean, hey, exactly. Like,
even the most likable NBA, even the most likable white star, nobody can put their arm around him at this point.
Michael Jordan is the only person that can save him right now. Michael Jordan has to go out and be like, you know, him and Kyrie has to be seen together, him doing something like, hey.
People love Steph Curry. I don't even know if Steph
Steph Curry definitely not standing in him. No. Like, no, bro. Like, the only basketball player I could possibly see standing near him that's currently playing. Ooh, that's tough.
I don't think there is one.
Pat Beverly. It might be the only one. Pat Beverly don't give a fuck. Pat Beverly, Kyle Lowry.
Dude's on the way out.
Yeah. Nobody.
It's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting.
He played for the United States on the 2016 Olympic team. Yeah. Like, this is the same guy.
Same guy.
Anti-Semitic. He's anti, but he played for the country.
But they know that's not true. They know it's not true. Man, they just want to make a nigga feel sperm. Like when he, that's when all
he,
it is.
When he sent that out, they feel like he's endorsing that movie. And again,
oh, wow.
But if you said that they wanted him out already, they was looking to his Twitter to find something to fuck his life up. That's what that sounded like to me.
Hey. Mm. They gave him the rope.
Yeah. This helped.
Well, let us know how y'all feel about Kyrie, man. It's crazy. It's a mess, but that's what's on the timeline. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit right here. Let's get y'all know it's Frocash. Y'all came to laugh. I gotta ask y'all: would y'all sell a family member for $50 million?
And you see a family member. How
family member?
I got to go in the dick.
No far than we gonna go up to like a sibling, mother.
So I can't do no cousins.
They gotta be like first cousins, like your mama's.
Oh, I got a first cousin. I can get.
No. Bump that. That's too easy. Cause everybody got a cousin that can disappear. We gotta go immediate family.
No, I can't do 50 million. I can't do it.
Nah.
Sell, not kill. Just sell them.
Because that means you talking about selling them. Selling them into what?
Whatever. It don't matter. You can sell them into slavery. You can sell them into.
Damn.
I mean, it can be anything. You selling them. You selling the motherfucker.
So that means I'm giving you to somebody for them to do with you
whatever they please.
So no, I can't do that. Nah. $50 million? Not my siblings. Not my parents.
Cousins too easy. That's like, yes.
I only have one. That I would do that with, and I got 50. So that's what.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got 50 cousins. That's $1 million.
Yeah, I'm with Queen Drum. I got a cousin. I'd do that too, but nah, family, immediate family, my brother, my sister. Nah.
Amen. Let's see. Whew, honestly, I probably couldn't do it, but if it push came to shove, I think I could. But see, your family too big.
Who you would do?
See, my family small. It's a tougher decision for me.
It's not. Because you just said, nigga, you got, it's only like, y'all, it's five of us. Nigga, it's the same thing. No. I mean, one number short. You just said I eliminated my cousin, so I couldn't use him no more.
Okay.
So that's why I said I couldn't do it, because
I couldn't
cousins,
do it either. I just thought, I was thinking everybody. My bad. You're right. I was thinking about not just my immediate, but my cousin, because like I said, it's only like 20 of us.
Yeah.
So it's like, it ain't a lot of us.
Is it really? Is it? It ain't even 20 of y'all.
It's got to be at least 20.
First and foremost, you don't have but four first cousins.
I don't. I only got first four.
Bro, do you not know those people? You can't count your siblings twice.
No. So I got, I can't two. I got three first cousins.
Three first cousins.
Wow.
So you don't have nobody?
Damn.
And I have 50. Family, John. I have 50.
That's
first cousins.
That's disgusting.
Damn. That's not disgusting.
That's exactly. Kyle,
my
listen.
My mama is one of 11 and my daddy is one of five.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then it could be 60 or more people popping off at their house at any given time. That should be crunk.
It's lovely.
And she wonder why I be outside. Because it's like 70 motherfuckers inside.
And this is how you know.
I can't breathe.
When he wants to be, but he can be online with people for hours.
Oh, it's 70 people in the house.
And yeah, he don't have 70 people on the live, though.
I don't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that. I see all kind of people waving and saying hey. And
she don't understand. She got mad at me one time. She's like, oh, you up here loving pictures. I was like, no, that's just on Instagram. You hit it, it automatically come up.
It don't even matter.
That's just what it do.
But
oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
So it'd be a lot of people. And I'm not used to that. Because like you said, I come from a small family. So it's 100 people in this damn house.
They're not in the house. So don't
in the vicinity, in the house, outside. I mean, there's 100 people there everywhere. Like, you can't go nowhere and it ain't somebody. Like, you just, you know, and I just don't like tight spaces like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I'm outside, I can, I'm cool. I just got to be able to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's just too many people.
But you smoke, so you don't really care about breathing. That don't go together.
It does.
No, we breathe oxygen. Human.
Yeah,
beings,
but if it's so many people in the house, oxygen. I can't breathe.
I don't breathe smoke. So that means if you choose to
some
smoke,
people do.
I'm telling you. Just saying. You don't really care about breathing if you smoke.
I do.
Just saying.
I do. But anyway, so I probably wouldn't sell none of my immediate family. If we extend it to first cousins, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, you ain't got but three of them.
Okay.
So it don't.
I sell one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? If I sell one AF for $50 million, hell yeah. Shit, our auntie can go.
No.
Shit.
You everybody got the two of them.
Okay.
I'm not selling my eyes.
Listen, this nigga is trying.
I tell them to flip a coin. I'm like, look, hey, look. Flip a coin. One of y'all got to go. This heads 50 million. Tails. Yeah.
Do they get the best two out of three?
No, it's one to go. Like as soon as that money hit my account, it's out of my hands, above me now. As they say, it's above me now. God, you know what I'm saying?
Don't ever,
I'm not trying to buy you back
money. If you're talking about family members, because he will sell them all.
I love my family, but it's just business. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's business different, you know.
And you talking about niggas that you do know. So 12 Kyle, think about the niggas that he don't know. You got another half of you that you don't know. So you should have been selling their asses first. That's when their DNA counts.
I can't sell what I don't know.
No, yes, you can. Because if your DNA count, you could have sold them motherfuckers before you sold the ones that you already know.
Well, fine. There you go. Bam. One of them. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm just saying, I'm getting 50 million.
Okay.
So somebody's leaving this motherfucker. Somebody's packing their bags up, sold, receipt, all that gone.
Okay.
Invoice. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Gone.
Okay.
Somebody
that's what
gone.
Niggas do.
Yeah, no, it's 50 million. It's business.
Mm-hmm. That's
y'all get caught up. You gotta take feelings out of business. That's the way you do good business.
That's
true.
Not when it's talking about no family being sold.
You
now,
got
it.
That's the only way you would make that deal happen is you take feelings out of it.
That's just how y'all niggas got over here, because ain't nobody had no goddamn feelings. They were shipping your asses up, lining you up, nut the butt.
Elon Musk. He bought Twitter, and he's already making moves over there. He had 100 people get laid off. And he introduced his Twitter Blue, where it's a verified Twitter where he wants to get rid of the bots. And so it is $8. You pay $8 a month for Twitter. 12K, you being an avid Twitter user, not really, you know, you on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Would you pay $8 a month for Twitter?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because that's a bill, man.
You can get a verified 12 Cal account.
Man, listen, the people that follow me, whoever follows me, they know who I am and they know what I tweet about and they see my tweets. I mean, I don't have to be verified. I mean, being verified, does it keep you from like getting bots? Does it keep you from getting spam and stuff like that?
They're trying to work the bugs out. You'll be able to edit your tweets, all kinds of stuff, you know. Twitter Blue is what they call it.
You'd have to give me more than that. I need more than that, because at this point, if it's $8, that's another bill. I don't need no more bills. I got kids.
$8 a month to have a blue check. Then you get the blue check and everything. Yeah,
you know what, Jern? I'm not on Twitter that much. I'll take that back. I don't post.
So you got
on
$96 to give a year for some bullshit?
It's for vanity purposes.
So Elon Musk can go to the moon again? Nah, man, I'm good.
Hey, man.
Well, I ain't never got on Twitter, so I wouldn't do it.
So, Queen Jern, why don't you enter the social media
Queen
streets?
Queen Jern would be dope on Twitter.
No, she wouldn't.
She would be dope.
And this is another reason why you have more evidence that he doesn't want me to be.
I just
want to
know, why don't you do the social
First
media
of all,
thing?
You all asked me not to. You Ooh. And your children. So y'all said the Facebook was the only thing that I could be on. And so I never even got interested in any of the other stuff. The TikToks, the Snapchats, the Twitters, the whoever's. I'm just saying, like, I never got an account for any of those things because y'all made it very clear. Y'all didn't want me out there where you all are. So therefore, I let y'all live y'all life. And I allow y'all to be on social media and be free.
That's
so
the word of the day, allow.
Allow.
Yeah, she does.
She allows me to do this podcast. She said that.
I do. I allow you to do a lot of stuff.
Because she was like, you want to do a podcast? I'm going to do a podcast either way. She's like, oh, no, you won't.
I will come out here and throw all this shit in the sink.
No, you won't.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you, I'm stupid. And I don't know how you don't notice in 21 years.
I would be like, now what you do out there for? Now you got to replace all of it.
And I'll buy it tomorrow. But it won't happen tonight.
Why do you want her on Twitter, Jern?
Oh, because she don't understand, you know, she can't separate.
Oh, you think she's on there going back and forth?
Yeah. She wouldn't.
I wouldn't even care about them people. That's the thing that you don't understand. And then you probably out there doing something you got to be doing.
Of course, you know me. I'm out there.
Yeah. See, this is the type of shit I be talking about. See, 12 Kyle, somebody who is.
If I was out there wild at 12 Kyle, he'd be like, Jerry, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, I would.
It wouldn't matter.
Yes, it would matter.
Okay, but the point I'm making is for you to even let that be your response. If I say something to you, you're supposed to be the calm. If I'm crazy, you're supposed to be the calm. If you are more crazy with crazy, that's never going to do anything but make things go out the wazoo.
So you're saying I'm lighter. See, sometimes you're the fire and I just throw lighter fluid on it sometimes.
Exactly. And you love it. You love it. And that's the thing. That's sad because that is toxic.
No, it's not.
Sir.
The toxic person is the one that the fire. She needs to calm down.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be my partner. So you're supposed
I
to
am
be
the partner
to help me.
Sometimes I'm lighter fluid. Sometimes I'm water.
No, most times you're lighter fluid. Most times. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm learning that certain things are not worth it for me to let my pressure get up.
Mm.
So I'm trying to, you know, control that.
Yes, I had to learn that too.
Because I think you're trying to destroy
me. No, I'm not trying to destroy you. You're worth really more with so. Me here than you are gone, is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Especially now that I done changed my beneficiary, so it's a child.
Uh-oh.
Just saying.
I ain't signed nothing. I don't know if you changed anything. I ain't signed nothing.
Hey, the boy is 18. He can get it all now.
Okay.
He can get every dollar that I got to leave.
That's fine with me. I'm not with you for your money. Like, that's the thing. If that was the case, I would have been got rid of your ass if I just wanted the money.
Yeah, because you was entitled to a lot before we turned 18. But hey, we good now. We good.
Hey, it don't even matter to me, man. I hope I never see that money.
I hope not either.
I hope I never see it.
Yeah, because it ain't coming.
I know. I don't care.
I mean, $8 a month.
And we're going to put you in that little pine box. We're going to bury your ass in the cheapest motherfucking cemetery in town.
As long as my daughter is living. And I go from
we're going to bury you in some swamp land.
My services will be thebomb.com. I'm trying to tell you now. If I got a sibling living, and I die, they going to make sure.
I'm the husband. I'm going to be like, we ain't doing none of that.
The policy got one of their names on it. They got the money to do what I need to be done.
I'm the husband.
It don't matter.
You don't understand. I made the decision.
So you can make the decision with what comes to you.
No, you're my wife. They gonna come to me and be like, hey, what are we gonna do? You know what? We ain't gonna do nothing. Just keep on that little bag, zip up. Give me the generic everything. We ain't having no service.
And my spirit will haunt you for the rest of your life.
That's fine. Your spirit gonna haunt me anyway.
Trust.
You know, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a good spirit. It's gonna be with me.
No, it ain't.
Yes.
Mm-mm. See, yes. The boy is nuts.
I'm the crazy one here.
Yeah, you are crazy. You just said I was the love of your life.
You
turned around and said you're gonna put me in a swamp land and you're gonna just bury me in the generic whatever. So that means you don't give a damn. So which one was the lie? Was the lie when you said you loved me?
No,
or the lie was when you said you put me in the swamp?
The lie was obviously burying you in swamp land.
Oh, okay. Mm. We're gonna go with that.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
That's what it was. All right. Let's move on.
I mean, since you know you broke me out your will or whatever you said, you know.
I mean, you got 25%.
25%. Wow. So who gets 75%?
You have Jerb.
So would they split the 75%? That is dirty as a motherfucker.
No, 37.5 to your 25. It's all right.
Why only get 25? I'm supposed to get 50. They're supposed to get 50.
You're supposed to be old. You at the end of your life when we die.
It doesn't matter.
So then the children, they got more life to live, so they need more.
That's the point of being married. If you outlive your spouse, you get you know, so you get to reap the benefits.
Okay. So moving right along.
Shit. What kind of shit is that? You outlive. You like, yo, I won.
But
I outlived you.
That's nothing but 12.5% difference in what the kid's getting. That's
hell
not
yeah.
much. If I die before you, you will not be far behind me because you can't live without me. Do you not realize that? Like, I
this
do everything
true.
For you.
This is true.
What you mean?
I do everything for you. Like,
I'll find me another woman to do everything for me.
And that's why your amount will go from 25% to zero.
We might need to move to the next topic.
Yes, let's do that quickly before these microphones go in the
same. Hey, Jern, don't let this podcast get you fucked up when we get off.
Man, Queen Jern, know this just show talk, man. Golly.
I don't know that.
Golly, man. Sheesh. Since we're going to lighten up the mood, man.
Every time you say it's lightning, it get darker.
What happened to the balance of hip-hop? I mean, 12 Kai, you are a music buff. You listen to a lot of music. You remember a lot of music from back in the day. So I need to know, you remember how hip-hop used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that balance? Like, because that balance is, to me, is gone now. And I mean, I just want to know your point of view. What you think happened to it?
I think people stopped trying to be themselves. Mm. Everybody, the authenticity left. And it became, you know, because just think about when we were coming up, nobody seemed to be alike. Nobody sounded alike. Nobody looked alike. So LL was different from Run DMC. Run DMC was different from Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow was different from EPMD. EPMD was different from Public Enemy. Public Enemy was different from Salt and Pepper. The list goes on and on and on. Then you moved into the 90s. Dre was different from, you know, Timbaland. Timbaland was different from Pete Rock. Outkast was different from Bone Thugs and Harmony. The list goes on and on. So I just think, like, you know, now when you listen to music, you know, depending on how you listen to it and how you consume it, particularly today's music, so many people look and sound the same. I don't know the difference between Glorilla and Flo Milli from Mobile, Alabama. So, I mean, like,
I knew that was coming.
Everybody's cut from the same cloth. And I think as fans, they get so used to it. And the way the music is consumed also has changed, Jerm, because, you know, we, Queen Jerm, you guys know, we came from an era where you were invested in the music. What I mean by that is you had to physically leave your house, go to the record store, buy your tape or album or CD or whatever it was, drive your ass back home and then listen to it. And if it wasn't good, you let the artist or the people, you know, in charge know that this wasn't good. You let your friends know it wasn't good. And now music is really so disposable. It's like almost like today's music is almost like eating at a buffet. Like you can just, okay, 21 is right here. 21 and Drake. Okay. I don't want that. Let me go over here. Oh, Nikki's over here. I don't want that. Oh, here's Meg. Kind of stale. And there's no attachment to it. And there's no, because of streaming, we're not physically putting down money to listen to it. We're not as tied to the music. So, you know, our kids are coming up in a generation where, you know, everybody kind of looks the same. Everybody kind of sounds the same. So, and then when you turn on the TV, if you see videos, if they still make videos, when you turn on the radio, it's the same 10 songs, you know? Yep. So it's, so the authenticity and, you know, all of that just really changed. I think that's why you don't have the same balance. So the artist, you know, Drake is going to get his spins or get his publicity, but a Rhapsody won't, you know, and maybe Rhapsody is not as popular as Nicki Minaj because Rhapsody ain't got her ass hanging out, you know?
I always say if they ever make Rhapsody show her titties or ass, it's we're done. Streets is done.
Streets is done. Cause she is she's one of my favorites. She is phenomenal. And I mean like that, but here's the thing. I think in rap, there's a place for everybody. I don't care how good or bad you are. There's a place for Kodak Black in rap. There's a place at Hip Hop Table for somebody like that. I just think like everybody just looks and sounds the same, that it's hard to differentiate between anybody. And then they have such short shelf life. So the dude that was hot, you know, or the chick that was hot 3 years ago, they ain't hot no more. And, you know, just even talking to younger people, sometimes they'll be like, man, such and such is hot, man. He going off. I was like, yeah, Ja Rule was hot. I mean, there was a point in time when Ja Rule ran the radio, but what happened to Ja Rule? You know, I mean, shit just happened. So it's labels, artists aren't being cultivated either. You know, we're not living in a generation where you have an artist that's on a particular record label or they're putting out music and it's done with the intent of them being around 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. That's not the case anymore. You know, if they can get 5 years out of you, that's great.
Yep.
Because the fan base is constantly changing and the sound is constantly changing, that, you know, I mean, like I was reading something about Takeoff, who recently got killed, rest in peace. I didn't realize that the Migos had been out 10 years. It didn't feel like it, but I mean, they've been out 10 plus years.
Yeah.
But, you know, what they did and what they changed and what they established in rap is unprecedented. But, you know, there's so many people that came that behind them that sounded like them and kind of looked like them. It's hard to differentiate. So I think that's really how the balance is really why it's lacking in hip hop.
I mean, I also think that the labels and the industry, the tastemakers or whatever they want to call the people that's responsible for putting the music on the radio, I think a lot of the balance was lost because back in the day we had a Salt and Pepper and a Queen Latifah. So we kind of had like two different, I mean, even though Salt and Pepper wasn't compared to what these ladies today are doing, I just feel like there is still people out there making conscious rap, making reality rap. But they don't get the spotlight because everything they want to hear is the murder music, the street music, the drug, all that club, stupid music. You know, it doesn't take too much talent to make it. The beats be banging and it's real simple. Like this morning, my son was playing a song for me. He was like, y'all want you to hear this song. So I'm listening to the song and the dude was rhyming nigga with nigga. And I was just like, that's not rhyming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't rhyme nigga with nigga. Like, I'm sorry. I'm in the streets, nigga, because I'm in the streets, nigga. Like, that's not rhyming. I was trying to get him to understand, like, first of all, the song doesn't have a hook. Like, he didn't do anything. He just out there rapping for a minute and 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's all he was doing. Like, no structure to it. Just saying anything all over the place. And I was like, yo, that song trash. Why you saying this? You ain't even listen to it. I said, you only get a couple of seconds. Like, that's
You got to know how to tell somebody that for them to
respond. No, that's the music business. That's so the business.
I'm just saying, when you're having a conversation with a child, that you should be trying to tell him why, like, give him the critique.
And I did.
But tell him in a way that it could be received, not just tell him that the person is trash, because primarily the reason he wanted you to hear it was because it was somebody that he had met in town.
Still trash.
Was from, but that's the point is, it's a different thing that you're attached to the music. It doesn't matter when you don't really know the artist or don't know anything about the person and you're just hearing the music. So you say it's trash, I might not care. But for me to feel as if I now know the person, if he lived in the neighborhood that we lived in, I feel like there's some reason for me to be connected to it. And I would like for you to say more than it's trash. Give him a little more than that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay.
As a parent, not as a music critic.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah.
So that's who you were in that moment.
Oh.
Just reminding you.
And
you know you wear so many hats.
I reminded him that too. I was like, you know, I was a music journalist at one point, so this is trash. And I broke it down to him, like, hey, I said, he didn't come in a song with, you know, I said, you only got a couple of seconds to catch somebody. And if you don't catch somebody, they turn into the next song. They throwing your shit out the window. That shit in the trash. You didn't play your best song for me first. You played the song leading up before your best song. So I'm not even getting to your best song. So you got to catch the person quick. That's just in life. You know what I'm saying? You got a sales pitch. You trying to catch people. You better lead with a good sales pitch. Like, you know, like them little people that be in Vegas that be bumming and shit. Nigga got a nice little song, the little jingle. He said that shit. And I was like, you know what? Just because you made me laugh, I'm going to give you a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
You don't give dollars off.
I don't. You really have to work for that dollar. Like, hey, it got to be. I usually give it to you for my own selfish reasons. Like, I want some good luck that day. So I said, you know what? I'm going to give this bum a dollar. Hopefully I get some good luck from you. You know, that's why I do it. You know, I'm be honest with you. So if you ever got money from me and you was on the streets bumming, that's the only reason why. Because I was feeling I needed some good favor that day. You know, I'm like, hey, man, it was for me, not for you. I don't care what you did with my dollar. I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to say, hey, I hope that man got something to eat. I don't care if you went and bought crack. I don't give a fuck. I gave you that money because I wanted a good deed on my record. You know, so yeah, so. Yeah, I think there's still a place for balance in hip hop, but it's gone down a way now where the mainstream hip hop, because one, I don't think hip hop was ever supposed to be mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, not monetized like this, because it can't be. It's just like that deaf heavy metal shit. They still play the little dive bars or whatever. I think that's where hip hop should have stayed. But now that we're on the main stage, it's like people are profiting off of our... the ills of our society when we were supposed to be talking about them and making them better than not glorifying. Yeah, nigga, I grew up so poor. We had roaches and cereal. Nigga, my mom was by herself. our shit was outside. I was getting, no, that wasn't supposed to, no. No.
I agree.
So, Quijern, what you think?
I mean.
You're not somebody really, you listen to hip hop, but you don't listen to hip hop. Yeah, I mean.
I'm a lover. So I'm more of an R&B type of person. So that's, you know, juke joint music. I like that type of shit.
Funky 40 music. Huh?
Yeah. Old school, the oldie goldies. That's me. I mean, but I listen to some hip hop and I try to listen to some of the little rap music that the kids listen to just so I know what the hell they listening to. And
shit is terrible.
I mean, it is. I mean, now some songs, they got some nice little things in there. Like one of those babies, I can't remember whether it's Baby or Da Baby.
Speaking of Da Baby, they said he was just his concert tickets was buy one get one free.
Yeah, I saw that.
Da Baby.
Da Baby, yes, buy one get one free. That's horrible.
Sounds like he's down bad, as the kids say.
Some concert he was doing in somewhere in Alabama. I think it was in Alabama, Birmingham, I do believe. Buy one, get one free.
That's not good. That's not good for business.
Yes. But go ahead, back to Da Baby.
But no, I was just saying, yeah, he looked funny. So maybe it's Lil Baby that I like.
Lil Baby is the one that's...
that I know.
Yes.
So that's the one. But nonetheless, for me, it's just the whole idea of the lifestyle. People do have their own little way now because, of course, not say a lot, but enough people are getting their start as, reality TV people. So they get to acting stupid and now they get a chance.
But see,
to
that's make what happened. Talent got replaced by popularity.
Yeah, and that's like, exactly what it is.
I can make a rapper. You got a good image. You got nice following. I can get 12 Cal to write some raps for you. Yeah. Bam, now we're a rapper. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can manufacture me an artist these days.
You can manufacture anything.
Yes.
To be quite honest.
And think about it. Music, back when we were coming up and, you know, in the 90s, music, you had to go in a studio. You had to pay for studio time. Mm. Now, you can make music in your bedroom.
Yeah. You got an internet connection, you're a rapper.
That's it. You can be gangsta wild all over your record, all over the track. You can talk about how much dope you sold, how many people you killed, and you never left your suburb. You know,
so. Yes, I'm still in my room, son. I'm on punishment, but I'm the hottest rapper on these streets.
Yeah.
They call me Little Deaf.
And the thing is that, you know, there was once upon a time where, you know, your authenticity, like that, you stood on that and you didn't want to be somebody else or sound like anybody else or look like somebody else. And the fans demanded that from you. But now, you could be a big time coke selling rapper, you know, talk about how much kilos and cocaine that you pushed or whatever like that. And in real life, been a corrections officer and everybody think you're great.
Amen. That's just, but we were okay with our rappers lying to us. I think the kids these days, they need the rappers to be legit, to be about that, really be, oh, he really talk where he living and all that stuff. And I think that's where it went wrong. Like, if you are on record and you could talently tell me how you murdered 10 people and you sold 400 kilos of drugs and you had sex with 700 women and you could do that and you could give it to me in wordplay, I'm okay with that. But if you in that with that simple shit, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Like, I'm part of the problem because I like Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs is what they would call a gangster rapper, but he's talented. He's not on the same level to me as a Moneybagg Yo.
What kind of song is he singing? Have I heard that before?
Yeah, you heard a lot of Gibbs. I play a lot of them. The latest song he got is a song with Moneybagg Yo. It's called I Don't Fuck the Nigga the Bitch Too Much. That's the name of the song, Too Much.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you done heard me play Gibbs a lot. So yeah, Gangsta Gibbs.
Gangsta Gibbs.
Yeah. His name is Freddie Gibbs.
I mean, it don't sound like that's something that somebody 40 something years old should be listening to.
Hell, he 40. Is shit, he? Yes.
Yes, shit. He is. Yes. Hey, Queen Jerry, when you see a picture, he look older than that. If he's 45, he look older than 45.
Yeah, Gibbs is 40. So, you know, most of my rappers I listen to is like old man rap. Fonte's, the J. Cole's, the Freddie Gibbs, you know, them the main ones I listen to.
Fonte's, you know.
And I have some, you know, guilty pleasures. I listen to a little Kodak, you know what I'm saying? I listen to a little ignorant music.
He funny looking too.
He from Gary, Indiana, of course.
I thought he was a comedian or something.
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
I didn't for think he degree. Okay. That's what I thought he was. All right.
He was in Power. He's the one that had to mess up. He was the cousin in the Power 40. Force. Oh, he's just 40. That's what I'm saying. 40. Yeah. So yeah, man. So a lot of people give me a hard time, specifically Dr. Brazel, because I'm always tough on Meg Thee Stallion about how she is always reason. What? Come on now. My biggest,
he secretly has a crush on her.
My biggest gripe with Meg Thee Stallion is this. Every time she gets on a platform, she does not have to shake her ass. I thought she was a rapper, Meg. That's all I'm saying. Like, you on She-Hulk, shaking ass. You on Saturday Night Live, shaking ass. You at some gala where everybody's in black suits and ties, you on the floor shaking your fucking ass. I'm just like, man, what the fuck?
But King Jerm, that's no different than Jay-Z getting on TV talking about how much dope he had sold and all this stuff like that.
And we know Jay-Z was lying.
And Jay-Z like 55 years old.
And look, Jay-Z is 55 with a hairpiece on his head. Stop believing this guy.
No gray whatsoever.
No gray. I tell you. I've never in the history of men have seen a man start growing dreads past 45.
Yes.
And they just keep growing long. Like, that's impossible. You and J. Cole started growing your hair at the same time. Yo, I understand your hair as long as J. Cole's, but J. Cole is like 20 years younger than you, sir.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, It's a shit. I mean, you know, no.
I think you're too hard on Meg. If shaking ass is her thing, then I mean that's her thing.
I thought she was a rapper.
But these rappers do that. Don't you know Meg and Nicki and Cardi, all of them used to strip. So that's the thing too, like for women.
Nicki did not use a strip. Do not besmirch the name of Nicki Minaj on this show, sir.
Check the stats.
She used to work at Hood Locker in Greensboro. She never stripped.
Okay. That's not what I was told.
Mm-mm.
But then again, I don't listen to them, so I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you what I heard.
Yeah, according to Eclectic, you hate women rappers.
I love women.
Well, okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Don't listen to Eclectic.
Shout out to E, man. I just want to bring the balance back in hip hop. Like, you know, even our gangster rappers used to give us the good and the bad of the story. Ice Cube, Ice-T would tell a song about police jumping in his door at 6 a.m. and a new Jack Hustler where he ran the streets and at the end he dies. Like, it's not like some of these rappers today, like, yo, you wake up in the morning, you with a gun on your hip, you shoot niggas in the head, you have sex with 7 women, and this is just like, they never tell the downside of the story.
Never.
So, you know, I just need balance. If you're going to tell the hood story, tell the whole hood story. Like, give me the whole thing, you know, because these kids, you glorifying the wrong side of the streets. And, you know, that's all I'm saying. So maybe the balance needs to come back. And it just, for the record companies and stuff, give some of these conscious rappers a deal, man. Try them on the radio. It might not do the numbers that you need, but you need to give some medicine sometimes with the candy, man. Sometimes.
They ain't trying to do that because that ain't what they want y'all to have.
But I mean, damn, why not? Quit. You profited enough off the fucking struggle.
They haven't.
Like, shit.
They know that all we need is a good, solid generation. If we can have some shit for one generation.
And they did it.
We're going to be done.
You got kids growing up now. Like, I grew up in the bitches ain't shit, but hoes a trick era. Mm-hmm, so if a kid gets psychologically, you listen to all this music, how can you grow up respecting women? Listen to this fucking music that's telling you bitches ain't this. I mean, hell, even the women walk around, bitch, 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 bitch. No, I mean, but it's just like, you know, that's what's accepted these days. And it's crazy. So I don't know what we're going to do. Like, Arrested Development would not get a record deal in today's time. Poor Righteous Teacher wouldn't get it. De La Soul, they'd be like, man, get these niggas the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hell, Tribe Called Quest, they have a problem these days. Mm-hmm. They'd be like where the roots is. So it's wild, you know what I'm saying, to see where music has evolved into. And I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do, man.
I mean, but as a people, then we gotta require more. Like, you ain't got nothing but your money. If you keep spending money on a product that they not doing what you want them to do, the message is not for you or not accepted by you, then you can't continue to buy something or buy into something that you don't think is beneficial to your community. Mm. So if you continue to do it, they think it's cool. You wear the clothes, you do whatever. And so they don't feel like they got to give you nothing different because this is what you all have claimed
Facts.
To be your culture.
Facts.
So that's how they do you.
It all comes back to us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Accountability.
Yeah, because we didn't monetize hip hop. They did.
Yeah, and they didn't on it. And we
super fact.
We was okay with, hey, people knowing my name. I got a little
selling
flash money. You know what I'm saying?
Head.
Look, I was happy with that. Now this white man come to me like, hey, you want a deal? I can make you take you across here. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm.
Give you a nice chain to put around
yes.
your neck.
Here's $500.
I hear you people like chains.
Like when y'all was talking about a Crush Groove, he wanted to buy a whole Def Jam whole roster for $20,000. $20,000? You wanted all these acts for 20 G's. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
20 G's.
20 G's. You wanted like 10X. Come on, man. So, yeah, man. That's all for that hip-hop thing, man. We're going to keep it moving, man, because, like I said, we got to keep it moving. It's getting late. It's top 10 time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top 10 is when we discuss 10 things. Sometimes we go from 10 to 1. Sometimes we go from 1 to 10. But just be guaranteed it's going to be 10 of them. And since we got 12 guy here, man, we're going to do the top 10 excuses not to go to work. Number one, you're sick. Now everybody use this one.
That shouldn't be number one then.
I mean, hey.
They're not in any particular order.
It's just 10. You're sick. Everybody has said they're sick, whether they was or not. You don't do that? No. You never lie and said you were sick. You ain't coming in because you...
If I wasn't sick, I never said it. Now, I'm going to say something, but I'm never going to claim to be sick if I'm not sick, because it's something about the words that I say that
makes
they come
happen.
To light. So I don't do that. I don't do that.
Well,
that's just me.
Okay. Number two, you've got an injury. Now, this one right here is dangerous. because if you say you got an injury, you have to show up with the injury eventually.
Yeah.
So if you off because you sprained your, you better say you sprained your ankle or something.
Because you could just buy one of them little.
Pull the muscle in your back.
Yeah, something my back gave out. You know, for us old folks, y'all young folks, y'all can't use that. Y'all ain't got no back. That's what my granddad used to tell me. You ain't got no back yet. So that injury, be careful with that one. Number three, there's an emergency. Now, what's the emergency? Hey, don't
it's
even.
An emergency,
it's an emergency.
Don't give y'all no notice. So you yes. Tell you all that.
Family, home, it got to be something. House flooded. Got to take somebody to the hospital. Something. Family emergency.
Yeah.
Number
I got
four,
a lot of family, so we got a lot of emergencies.
You're celebrating a religious holiday. Now, I think a lot of people should might start doing this one, because that one job I used to have, I claimed Jewish, got all them days off. I ain't gonna front claim that shit, because I said, you know what, this ain't fair.
Let my last name work for me.
These exactly these motherfuckers getting off. I'm claiming that shit. Mm-hmm. So I had to do a little studying. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so just in case a white man try to ask me a question. I need to know these couple things.
And again, they don't deserve to ask you these questions.
They don't. Hey, look, I'm going to be for the record, y'all. I'm telling the boss man, I'm not coming in today. I'm not going to give you no reason, because it don't matter what the fucking reason is. I'm not fucking coming. So whether I got to go to space, I just don't feel like it. I got an emergency. I'm sick. Don't fucking matter. I won't be there. So I don't need none of these excuses.
Put it down. Personal leave.
Yeah. Number five, you got jury duty. Now, you just can't tell motherfuckers you got jury duty. It's some paperwork you got to sign, yes, send sir. Some shit in. This is a stupid one right here.
That must be back in the day when you didn't need all that.
Yeah, this is on careeraddict.com. They're trying to get you fucked up. This must be a job site.
Unless they're selling you that piece of paper that the people give you something. From the jury duty.
Yes. Cause exactly. You have
you
to tell your boss
that
they got to pay you and all this shit.
Yeah, you got to show something.
Number six, you're having car trouble. Now, this is one of them dangerous to use, because hey, you don't want to not have car trouble and lie about it. Then all of a sudden you do have car trouble. This is one of them ones now, because
all the lights on the damn dashboard's blinking.
Yeah, something. Hey man, I don't know what's going on. This and that. And then you keep using the car trouble one, man, they're going to be like, look, motherfucker, what are we paying you? What the fuck are we paying you for, nigga? Like, exactly. Number seven, there's a bereavement. Hey, a little moment of transparency here. I've used this one for no reason. Hey, look, I didn't like my mama husband, but I damn sure said, hey, let me get them bereavement days. Shit.
Well, at least died. He didn't claim his death,
yeah,
and he was still alive. So that, I mean.
Oh, I ain't never killed nobody that was still living. Like, nah. It's been real niggas dying.
The dead to really kill him?
No, I don't do that.
I mean, I went to
But I know one job. My daddy died twice at this job. I said, God damn. But one was like I took bereavement for my sperm donor. I was like, fuck it.
Did you?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Then I
you
took,
didn't do that with me on that.
Yes, I did. Then I took another one for my homeboy daddy that passed away. I was like, fuck that. He was like a daddy to me.
So, really?
Yes.
That nigga reaching.
I did it because we went to Atlanta that weekend. We went to your brother's house that weekend. I was like, I'm getting out the city and everything. Fuck it. But yeah, man, I done did that one. So bereavement, use that one. But a lot of people, they be wanting to see fucking obituaries and shit now. Mm-hmm. Gotta be careful, man. Gotta be careful.
But, you know, people can make them. You can make them on a computer. You can make anything.
I mean,
on a computer,
but no obituary though.
You can.
I can go to
find somebody who is already on the people.
There's
on
a will,
internet.
There's a way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Desperation, desperation. You're right. Number eight, you need a mental health day. Now that's just being honest with your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they got to honor. They got to start honoring that shit now, because people are motherfucking going crazy at these jobs, and you don't want nobody shooting the place up. So your boss will honor that.
Else up in them.
Number nine, you have a medical appointment. That's another good one. Got to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't need fucking
Because my doctor can be my hair appointment.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be my head doctor. I had to go to a head appointment. I'm not That's coming it. To work. Number 10. No, don't you use this one. It's your birthday. Let me be your boss. And you call me and say, I'm not coming in to work on my birthday. A word. Yeah, okay. Nah, you just better take that day off, plan it, use your time. Do not call in and say, it's my birthday. I'm not coming in. Don't do that. Because the best thing to do is not come the day after your birthday. Go to work on your birthday. Party all that night. Recover the next day. Don't go the next day. Go to work that day. I respect it.
You might look up and somebody take you out to lunch or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. You might get some, you never know. It's your birthday. Oh, it's your birthday? Oh, cool.
Right.
Lunch on me today.
Yeah, let's leave early, y'all. Let's go to happy hour.
Yeah, boss might say, you know what? It's your birthday. You came in. Man, go ahead, go up. Yeah,
let's do this.
Just go to work on your birthday. Do not call out on your birthday and then tell me it's your birthday. Well, first of all, I'm going to know, bitch, you work here.
We got HR. File.
Why the fuck they call in?
Now you're violating. You don't.
I'm not violating. I'm the boss. I can do what the fuck I want to do. I'm going to go to HR and check. Every time somebody call in, I'm going to check see what day they were born. If it's their birthday, oh, nah, fuck that. Nah.
Just because you a Scrooge.
I'm not a Scrooge. I'm running a business here. I can't run this business here. I pay you to be here.
I earn those days off, right?
Not if you're a part-time employee. Oh,
okay.
You don't have no rights.
I'm a part-time employee.
Yeah. You barely got rights. So, I got to know, 12K, have you ever used an excuse to get off work? What's the wildest excuse you ever used to get off work?
It's going to sound crazy, but I've never. Like,
it
anytime
don't sound crazy.
Yeah, no, it's, seriously. Anytime I've asked to get off work, like, I think one time, the kids had an emergency at school. That's about it. But I've never had, like, and it's funny because when you sent the list, I'm like, I've never done any of these. I believe in showing up for work, man.
I got some saints in the building.
I've never.
I go to work too. If I can't go to work, it's a legitimate reason. It's not a legitimate reason.
Like, and I've always been scared. Like, is if you say, okay, well, yeah, my granny died, and like your grandma really ain't dead. Like, you might kill her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I've always been straight up with that. So I can't say that I have. Yeah, that's weird.
I was working in this place called TJ's Deli. This when I was probably about 19. Mm-hmm. I did not know. I thought, I didn't know what I was getting into. So my first day at the job, this motherfucker got me doing a whole bunch of prep work, cutting up onions, lettuce, and all. I said, oh no, this is not what we finna do. So I called my homeboy up. I said, yo, is your baby mama there? He was like, yeah. I said, look, tell her to call this place. Tell her she's about to have the baby. And I need to get up out of here. So I'm sitting back there, I'm working, hear the phone ringing. Next thing I know, he was like, Germ, your baby mom's on the phone, says she's about to go into labor. I was like, oh man, I got to go. I head up out of there, got the fuck up out. That was
the
job.
Come back to the job?
Fuck no. That was the job when I said, yo, I need my $12. Nigga, I only worked like an hour. Hey, bro, I was like, yo, I need all that. God. It was that check. It might have been 10. It might have been 10. But it wasn't a lot. God. And I showed up to get that $10.
Like, one day.
Let me get that.
They couldn't keep that on the
and way. The nigga, when he asked me, like, how's your baby mama? I was like, baby mama? I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? Then I remember, like, oh, that's the lie I told. I know he was looking like, you motherfucker. You goddamn right. So, yeah.
Sad.
Yes.
Sad. Hey, he asked how your baby was?
Yes. He asked how the baby was. And I was just like, baby, wait, what? I'm looking at him like, what is you talking about?
Little German's doing fine.
Yeah, I forgot about the lie. Like, one time
that's why I don't do that.
And I get fake names. You go somewhere, get something to eat, they say, can I have a name for the order? I always say John. That's the first name I always come to, right?
Same.
So one time I switched up and didn't say John. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting like 20 minutes. I'm just like, damn, I ain't got my food yet. Everybody got their goddamn food. I go up there and be like, hey, where my fucking food at? She was like, you are such and such. I was like, nah, my name is. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I forgot my name. I told him so. Yeah.
That's what you get. Always lying. Right.
I like being anonymous, though. That's cool. Always lying. That's why I don't wear anything flashy. None of that. I want you to not remember you saw me.
Lame.
Yes. Like, I'm not going to wear nothing like, oh, tell me the dude that was in the green shirt or the dude that had this jersey. No, I'm not wearing nothing like that. No.
Okay.
Yeah, low-key like a motherfucker.
He is gray and blue all day long.
Low-key like a motherfucker. Yeah, colors that you will not remember.
Nope.
Because anytime I wear something that's flashy or something, people are always like, hey, nah, don't be looking at me, dog. I used to have some shoes that were like Easter egg colors. No, I'm not wearing the motherfuckers no more. Everywhere I went, where'd you get those from? Where'd you get those from? No, I couldn't stand it. No, gave them shoes away. Yeah, because I'm like, I don't like that. TV talk. It, we ain't watched much because everything's gone. We did watch Abbott Elementary. Do you watch that show, 12 Kyle?
I do, but I'm behind on it.
Okay. So as behind as like season?
Have not started this season yet.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to skip TV talk time since, you know, out of respect for 12 Kyle.
I appreciate it.
I don't want to mess up
but
your...
But I love that show.
That's a great show. Who's your favorite person off the show?
The principal.
Everybody loves Ava.
Ava cracks me up.
I try to tell
Ava is trash.
Ava is funny as fuck.
Her one-liners kill me.
Ava, then then Mr. The janitor.
Yeah, the janitor's hilarious too.
Hey, them the two the funniest ones. And then the way what's her name, Janine, be looking when they
yeah, the way that they look at the camera is like funny.
It's crazy.
I said what I was gonna do is wait until like they got a couple episodes and I'm gonna just binge and catch up because they're about it in what 6 or 7 episodes now?
Yeah, 5, 6 somewhere right now. Okay, so yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna probably sometime next week I'll probably catch up. But yeah, okay. I've been waiting on that. But yeah, love that show.
Abbott Elementary, top notch TV. People, you got to get in, get in the know about Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, get into it.
Well, since we cut our TV talk, it's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's bad black cinema. Bad black cinema, or the BBC, as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ. Act out situations suggested by you, the listener. Sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get to this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we don't have any acting cards, but every week we come here to do this for you guys. All right. This week, the situation goes like this. Couple has run in with a neighbor about putting up the Christmas lights too early. Y'all know the situation. 12 Kyle's the angry neighbor. Always fucking with his nice couple that don't bother nobody. And this year he got his Christmas lights up too goddamn early. And we got it. We going over there to confront him. Are you ready, Queen Jane?
So he messing with us or we messing with him?
He's the one with the Christmas lights up. So okay. We going over there to tell him it's too early to have them goddamn Christmas lights up. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Action. Honey, I'm getting sick of this motherfucking shit. This nigga did it again. This motherfucker that did it again. That goddamn neighbor next door got these damn Christmas lights. It's barely motherfucking November, and he got these goddamn lights up all fucking ready. Now, you know, it only bothers me because the ones on the side, they be coming in our fucking bedroom. Now, you know,
it feels like they're tasing you.
It feels like something. I'm getting tired of my light lit up, my room lit up like a fucking 15-year-old. I'm going over there right now to talk to him about it. Are you ready? You coming with me?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm sick as shit. Every year, same fucking thing. Let's go.
Let's see what he got to say.
Who is it?
It's your next door neighbors, man.
Oh. Hey, what's going on, Johnny? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, you know it's November at the time of this recording. It's November the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Christmas lights up already, man.
Yeah, man. Did you see them? Man, I turned them on the other day, man. Those things look so good, man. I figured, man, it's almost that time. I'm in the Christmas spirit, man. I am so happy to have these lights, man. My lights look dope as hell.
Well, traditionally, people usually wait till after Thanksgiving to light up the Christmas and stuff. And I just think it's a little too early, man. Because one, these lights on the side of your house, they lighten up my room. And it kind of bothers me at night, man. I don't know what to do, man. Every year it seems like it's the same thing. This year I'm just fed up and I decided to come over here and talk to you about it. I mean, well, what's the problem? I mean, is there a way, can you just hold off for a couple weeks and not burn the lights? Because this is ridiculous.
No, man, I just put these lights up, man. It took me 4 hours to put these lights up. You want me to take my lights down?
I didn't say you gotta take them down, just don't burn them. Just don't turn them on. Just like, hey, leave them off at night. Like burn them in the daytime. Just don't burn them at night.
Okay, Johnny. So what's the purpose in me spending 4 hours to put my lights up and not turn them on? That doesn't make any sense.
Think about your neighbor, sir. I I can't sleep at night. I'm sleep deprived. There's lighting in the room. Then you got the one in the front that's making all this fucking music and shit. Like, can we just listen, man? You ain't in that much of the Christmas spirit.
Hey, I don't mean no disrespect. I don't mean no harm.
It sounds like you mean some disrespect. But usually, Johnny, when people say that, disrespect Mr. follows.
Hold on, Mr. Johnny. I'm talking. You hush while I'm talking. You stand on my front porch. Now, I was trying to be nice, but I spent 4 hours putting up these lights. These lights gonna come on. Now, if you just say what it is, you jealous. That's what I think. I think
jealous. My life. I can't sleep at night because of this damn ho 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 shit. I hear the little train. You got all kinds of contraptions. Listen, the HOA is gonna hear. I'm going to the HOA in the morning.
Hey man, it ain't nobody. It ain't my fault. You can't sleep at night. You got a woman right there next to you.
I can't sleep because my.
What I got to do with this shit?
Yeah, you quit bringing my wife up in it now. Hey, I said nothing about you and your wife. I'm talking about the lights. You making it personal.
I see the way your wife be looking at me. You need to be talking to her.
Now you're getting disrespectful. I'm about to tell all you. You ain't gonna have to worry about the 4 hours of lights you put up, because I'm about to tear these motherfuckers down in less than 4 hours.
I tell you what, you touch my lights, I'm gonna put my foot so far up in your ass, you're gonna be smelling Converse. You know what?
Now you're threatening me. I'm definitely letting the HOA hear this.
You best to get off my porch before
these lights will be off this house tomorrow.
I tell you what, you touch my lights and I'm gonna put my foot up your ass. You ain't what you want, sir.
You better hope the neighborhood kids don't toilet paper your house, sir. You're gonna have a whole bunch more to clean up.
I know one thing. You said talking about the lights in your bedroom. Hell, the way she looked, she should be bringing the lights to the bedroom.
See, really? See, there you go. You being super listen, guys. See, this is why I don't like coming over here, honey.
You've been handling this.
No.
My pool. Oh, yes.
I'm not. That's why you can't deal with these people. Our neighborhood is going to hell.
These people?
Yes, yeah. These people.
Yeah.
And you look just like me. You look. You probably come from. Listen, guys. I just look. I try to be sane here.
Get your ass off my porch.
Sick.
Bad black cinema, y'all.
Very bad.
That's the whole point of it.
I know.
None of us are classically trained. But 12 Kyle might be. He's like a thespian. He probably took some acting. He probably took some classes.
No, I took theater
in college. 12 Kyle took theater.
And on the real, there are people in my neighborhood that have their Christmas lights up already. I'm talking about before Halloween.
That's nuts.
Well, I always had the Halloween decorations that are going to be turning into Christmas decorations, but they're not taking them down no time soon.
If I was that man that got that 10-foot skeleton in my yard, that motherfucker going to dress up like Santa Claus. Like, I'm keeping that bitch up for a whole year. Like, that nigga, I said a 10-foot skeleton. Where the hell did you get this shit from?
It's kind of disturbing for me. But
yes, because it's like, what? Like, why would you want one that's so big? Like, it's taller than your house. Like,
and then the thing is, he doesn't just have that one.
Okay. Yeah, he got like... He has about 8 skeletons in his yard. Like, they're carrying caskets. I mean, it's
much. They coming up out of the ground.
Yes. Like, man, this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. I was like, it's just for Halloween one day. You know what I'm saying? You know, Christmas at least. You know, look, be respectful, people. Put your Christmas lights up maybe around the 20th, okay?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
The 20th of December.
No. They got to go out in Thanksgiving time.
No.
Yeah, because like right after Thanksgiving, you put up the lights. Because you done, you know, you had a little time off, you were able to clean the house, put up the tree, let the kids help you. Now you ready for the Christmas. That's what it is. As the gifts come in, the
wait
mail.
Wait until December.
Dress it up.
The calendar hits December to put your lights up, please.
Mm. You don't even have to do all that. You don't have to worry about
it. You don't have to put up a tree.
I do, though.
You're
not going to take that away from me.
I'm just going to get a little small tree to just sit on top of the table and let you decorate that for now.
I'm not.
Charlie Brown tree. Get you a nice little Charlie Brown tree.
Oh, Charlie Brown had to struggle.
Until 5 o'clock.
They had one bulb on
the motherfucker.
But I mean, you know.
That's my favorite holiday. So
it is. Mine is Thanksgiving. Y'all being real disrespectful to Thanksgiving around here. Y'all jump from Halloween to Christmas.
I didn't do nothing for Halloween.
You gave out your candy?
To 3 kids.
Hey, that's good enough.
Okay.
That's good.
I mean, I'm not being disrespectful because we're going to still have a good time for Thanksgiving. I'm going to cook and I'm allowing y'all to go to this football game. Y'all.
Allowing.
That's the word.
I'm supposed to be
that's the word of the day.
In Savannah, Georgia, y'all.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to be stuck here because somebody want to go to a game on Black Friday.
Oh, well, I mean, somebody want to go shopping on Black Friday.
I can do all of my shopping on the internet.
Oh, so what are we crying about then? Because I can't go to the game on the internet. I can't go to the game on the internet.
Whatever, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. You don't want to hear the truth.
No, that's not the truth.
Well, it's time to read rap lyrics, y'all. We read rap lyrics around here in our office voice, our professional voice, our accent. It really doesn't matter how you read them, as long as you read the lyrics. We have a guest in the house, so we're going to defer to 12 Kyle this week. Would you like to read some lyrics, sir?
Sure. I got some lyrics for you.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Like to hear it, here it go. Sometimes I used to wonder, how the hell an ugly dude get a fine girl's number? He's getting juice for his ducats. I tell a girl in a minute, yo, I drive a bucket and won't think nothing of it. She can ride or walk, either leave it or love it. I show her that I'm not the O, the N-E. Say I'm a ruthless N-I-double-G-A. Because I'm gaming on a female that's gaming on me. You know I spell girl with a B. A brother like me is only out for one thing. I think with my dingling. But I won't bring no flowers to your doorstep when we going out. Because you'll take it for granted, no doubt. After the date, I'ma want to do the wild thing. You want lobster? Huh, I'm thinking Burger King. And when I take you, you get frustrated. You can't juice Ice Cube, and you hate it. But you see, I don't go nuts over girls like you with the big old butts. It start coming out the pocket to knock it. But when the damage is done, you can only lay me, girl. You can't play me, girl, for the simple fact that I ain't the one. Reading rap lyrics, those are the lyrics from the ghetto poet, the poet laureate, O'Shea Jackson Jr., AKA Ice Cube. In my opinion, one of the top 10 MCs of all time. And the song's called I Ain't the One.
Classic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Classic. Well, y'all come back next week and we read more lyrics. It'll be my turn. Thank you, 12 Kyle, for
a nice one.
That's a good one right there. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and show the Queen Germ. This will go a little something like this. So I'm fucking with this boy and we decided to have a little fun with our seggy time. So we fucked in bioethics across our teacher table. He nutted on me and the table. Tuskegee. Queen Germ, react.
These kids are just gross. Like, I mean, like, come on. It doesn't take all of that for anybody to have a spontaneous sexual encounter. Like, what's the purpose?
He didn't want to shoot the club up. He had to go somewhere.
He says he nutted on me and the table, so hell.
Mm. So what is he supposed to do? He had no condom on.
You could have had a little something, a cloth or some kind of a paper towel.
It was a spontaneous, like you said. It wasn't planned.
If you was in class, you had some paper in that boobay.
You know how hard that'd be?
Nigga, I don't have a dick, but I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't have been sprawled out on nobody's desk either. So I'm not sure of what you think that
COVID protocols has been wiped down.
No. That's an HBCU. That shit is filthy.
Oh, don't do that. HBCUs are clean.
Okay. And full of cum, apparently, at Tuskegee.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, if that's what we're doing, we're skeeting on the people's desk. That's just not cool. I mean, like, that's your personal space. Like, if the teacher, that's the teacher's desk. I can see if you said some table that y'all work on in the library or some shit. But you're talking about where the teacher is going to sit eventually. That's just gross.
Mm.
But hey, do what you do. But I would not condone such activities.
So what would you do if you caught two students having sex one year?
I would walk back out the door.
That's it?
I don't have nothing to do with that. That is not my business. Those are not my parts. Nobody seems to be violated. If everybody is consenting in here, I am out. Wow. I am not.
You're not going
to
report them or nothing?
I am not reporting anything.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
It doesn't look like she's not looking over here like she needs help. I'm out.
Man.
No need to call the authorities.
Wow.
I might close the door, man, and cut the light off on them. I don't know. But I will definitely not be sticking around trying to see like, oh, are you okay in here?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it's not no clear signs that anybody's, there's no struggle, I'm out.
So you're like, hey, not in here, guys.
Knock it off.
They already know that this is not the place. So if they have chosen to do
so you're going to let them finish.
Yeah. Like, man, you ain't right. You supposed to say don't stop until you bust a nut.
Mama told me never stop until I bust a nut.
Hey,
I like
that,
Queen Germ. I like that.
So let's do the damn thing. Finish the drill.
On my desk.
Hey, it ain't my desk.
It is your desk.
And if it is my desk, they owe me one.
They owe you one.
Yeah, they're gonna have to buy me a desk, clean the desk. They're gonna have to do something because I'm not coming back over there knowing that y'all are fucked on my desk. That's not okay. So I mean, I didn't call the people on y'all.
I'm calling the people. I'm calling the people.
Wipe the desk off.
I'm calling the people. I want y'all to embarrass. Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Shame. Shame.
They are young people. This is a teachable moment. This is not a time.
Teachable moment. Yeah, let you know, get a fucking room, asshole.
They can't afford one. They're kids.
Oh, well, go to your dorm, go somewhere. Go in the car like real niggas used to be.
No.
Go outside, get the fuck off my desk. I got an apple on my desk.
Well, it's no good now.
Exactly.
It's no good. Sir.
The apple got skeet on it. So, you know, it's dead. Nah, I'm cool.
Hey, she might want it for a souvenir.
Well, you take it with your ass. I'm mad now. You done nutted on my damn baby pictures and shit. Like, what the hell going on?
But if you ain't got a real secure space, sir, you shouldn't even have all that shit in there. Because if my door ain't
it's Tuskegee,
locked,
man, they might not got locks over there.
Hey, they got locks. That's the teacher's classroom. That's not the teacher's office. So now you in my office. Now you finna get your ass whooped.
Oh, now you got to let them finish. Turn the light off for them. Tell them, hey.
Because this is my space. So that means you have violated my space.
They violated everybody's
classroom.
Space.
It's whatever.
Well, that's the HBCU confessional. Y'all like those, go check them out on Twitter. They're wild. They are wild.
Clearly.
Let's keep it 100 time. Tuakai, do you have keep 100?
I sure do.
Okay, let's hear it.
When someone passes away, don't run to social media to report it or offer your tributes.
100.
I don't know why people do this. It is so annoying, but you shouldn't want to be the first person to report someone's death or talk about the person. I mean, like, and the reason why I'm saying this is because, like, just last week, we in our high school, the class of 1990, I graduated class of 91, class of 1990, we lost a really cool guy, really dope guy that I was real cool with, passed away suddenly or whatever like that. And his family was not prepared to make a statement. But before they could, it was people rushing to Facebook posting tributes and stuff like this, and they had not even notified all of the family members. Like, they were really fearful that his kid or his niece would actually see a post on Facebook, and that's how they would be notified that he passed away. Now, man, imagine losing your uncle and finding out that your uncle passed away via Facebook. I don't know what it is about people, man. It's give people a chance to, one, mourn, and then let the family make that statement that, you know, this person is transitioned and this is when the funeral is going to be, so forth and so on. Don't run to social media to report stuff.
Yeah,
and don't ask how anyone passed either.
That's sick.
What happened?
That's
great. They died, motherfucker.
Yeah. The end result is still the same.
Well, you know what it is too, especially in the over these last couple of years, people wanted to see if people were passing away from COVID. And a lot of people did pass away from COVID, but if you pass away from COVID, I mean, like, there was really a point in time where people were almost blaming the deceased for getting COVID. Like, oh, well, you know.
I did see him out last weekend.
Yeah, he was out there in the streets.
He
was
had no mask on.
Had no mask on. I mean, like, no. If it's your time, it's your time, because we all got a time.
Yeah.
But how you pass is irrelevant. It's about what you do while you're here.
Exactly. Well, Queen Germ, do you have a keeping 100?
Yes, my keeping 100 this week, since it's getting into the spirit of Thanksgiving, we need to make sure that we practicing these dishes that we already said that we're going to be preparing for people, because we don't need to mess up on the day.
100.
So if you're not so sure about this recipe that you're trying to open that cookbook and experiment with, go ahead. You got a couple of weeks. You know, go ahead and get it together. I see that some of this homecoming food was an experiment. So if nothing else, y'all did a little practicing, but make sure you come and tweak those dishes so we could be ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Get it together. If you ain't on the roster for bringing things, don't bring it.
Sodas.
Yeah.
Don't volunteer. Don't volunteer.
If you don't make the mac and cheese, they got a mac and cheese maker, a potato salad maker, a greens maker, a turkey maker. If that's not you, don't sign up for that shit. Don't just volunteer.
Some of y'all y'all are specialists.
We'll cook at your house. Cook at your house.
I want to say, okay, this year I'm thinking about adding a little flair.
You do that for your family. Don't you bring it to the main the main gathering.
But it happens.
Yes. If you want to put raisins on your turkey, don't you bring that to the main spot. Nobody eating that shit.
Before the day. Like, yes. Don't get into it and then you start to realize like, oh, I done too much. So we just going to have to go on through with it. But hey, make sure you practice them dishes if that ain't nothing else.
All right. Might keep 100 go a little something like this. I see a lot of people talk about anti-Semitic. How you say that word?
Anti-Semitic.
Yes, that word. But I know another group of people that has been just as much as marginalized and disrespected. And that's the Jehovah's Witnesses.
100.
My whole life, I was taught to be afraid of Jehovah's Witnesses. They come to your door, you hiding and shit. People got all kinds of jokes for Jehovah's. But nobody say nothing about the JWs. Nobody come run to their defense. So I want y'all to give the JWs that same respect y'all giving the other group. All right? You know who I'm talking about. It's just like JW, but you throw, you put an E in there. You know what I'm saying? So
JWs, they weird though.
Yeah, see, look at you. You already, but what's weird about it? See, no, don't do that. Just because somebody don't celebrate birthdays and all this other stuff, and they only believe a certain amount of people going to heaven.
That's
fine. But we don't have to pick on them. And
I'm not picking on them.
You know, all that stuff. We talk bad. We had all kind of comedians got jokes for the JWs my whole life.
So you want to be a Jehovah's Witness?
What's the word for being anti-Jehovah's Witness?
I don't know that there is.
Because a lot of people are anti-Jehovah's Witness out there.
They hand you
a watchtower. You be like, like it's burning your hand. I don't want to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all do that to these people?
Because they always was begging for a donation.
No, they're not. They just want you to donate your soul to them.
No. See, you donate the soul. You don't donate.
You donate your soul to all these other churches. Why you can't get your soul to the Kingdom Hall?
Because the Kingdom Hall ain't got no motherfucking windows.
So what? So your soul stay in.
That's a problem.
So your soul stay in. It ain't leaving nowhere.
That sounds cult-like.
Yes, all of it cult-like.
Okay. I can come and go as I please in the church.
Yeah, you can at the Kingdom Hall. They don't lock you in there, do they? You don't need to see people get this word. Okay. We don't need no distractions from the outside world.
I totally forgot the name was Kingdom Hall.
Yes, the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses.
He must have gone because he don't go to regular church.
Now they'll come to your church. No. You can come to their church, to their meetings.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You come to the meetings, but they will not step foot in your church. Mm-hmm. They're like, hell no, we ain't coming to that place. Mm-hmm. There's bullshit going on.
And it be lies, but whatever. So. We gonna give the
like my buddy. My buddy here, JW, and like every time he see church on TV, he just bust out laughing. He like, that's what y'all be doing in there. Like, he can't believe it. He's like, oh, he said that's nothing but a distraction. Like, it's funny though, man. So he just get tickled pink like he watching Comedy View or something when he watch preachers.
Well, they strange too,
because
I don't been in them.
Yeah. I've never been in the one.
I have.
I might go one time just to visit. What days do they go to meetings? Oh, they do Sundays? Mm-hmm. What time?
Probably the same time.
They ain't there for like a long time or how fast it moves?
Look at him, how fast it moves.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to dress up too much in there.
I see. Ooh, like that's a win. There. That's a point right there.
That's right up his alley right there.
Exactly.
But nah, see, okay. At Queen Jern Church, they it's too much instruction. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down.
You ain't got to think about it. You got to guess.
But it's like, dang, why the fuck we up and down, up and down.
We've had a modified service since we've been hit with the pandemic. So we
I'm glad y'all modified it. Cause it was y'all the service runs a little long. I'm just saying.
And it wouldn't matter what the people were doing. He was really thrilled about one pastor, and he kind of pissed me off about how he was just so excited. This person was wonderful. Then I told you something about the man, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you ain't like him no more.
Which one was this that I liked?
In Savannah.
That I liked?
That you thought was a good preacher.
Who was that? Say his name. I mean,
I'm not going to say his name, but
the one that married us?
No, he's deceased.
Oh, that's why I was like, what other pastor in Savannah?
You lied to him when you told him that you was going to go to church with me. And
that nigga ain't know me. Nigga, I need you to marry me right now, nigga. I need you to marry me. So I love this woman. I'm going to do right by her. Don't you worry about all that. You know what I'm saying?
But you lied to him.
I didn't lie to him.
In the church.
He's lied to us in the church.
How?
He lied about something.
See, this what I married, y'all. Pray for me, yeah.
What pastor? I'm trying to still think of his.
He was a younger pastor. You said that he was really cool, and then I told you something about his lifestyle, and then you told me he was like, "Oh man."
I still don't know who you're talking about.
So move on.
Yeah, we'll talk once we leave recording. Is it that important? You can't say his name. You think they're gonna hear this?
Yeah.
Oh wow, damn! And they listen to the show. Shout out to you, young pastor. If you listen to the Frocast, you definitely ain't goddamn good enough to be no pastor. I'm just saying.
He's in the world.
Yes, he's you in the world. You listen to this and you think you can go out there and preach to people? Oh, hell no.
You're saying how the Lord Jesus hung with the thieves and the whoever.
Exactly.
And he was a savior of the world. So why in the world?
But he wasn't going out there preaching to nobody, though.
Okay.
Jesus was out there just doing miracles.
We got winners?
Yeah, it's win or lose time. Since Queen Jern like running from the word now. She don't want to hear that word.
I ain't running from the word. I don't like people who defaming God's word.
She don't want to hear the word now. Win or lose the time. Queen Jern, do you have any winners?
Yes, I have a winner because when this show comes out, it will be the same
at the time of this recording.
I said when the show come out for the people. So it ain't about the time of the recording. But nonetheless, Wakanda Forever will be out there. So anybody who's already purchased your tickets, we are winners.
Winner.
So we can go out here and see this movie this weekend.
What movie?
Wakanda Forever. I just said
what is that?
Okay, oh, now you Lord. Again oh, oh, oh. A nigga that wanna be a nigga that ain't bad. A nigga because he is
what
you faking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a black it. Movie.
You faking it.
But that ain't no Tyler Perry movie. That's a white ass movie.
Okay. Here you go. Here you go.
That's a Marvel movie.
Okay.
As white as you can get.
We can't talk to you about movies.
Nah, I'm just saying, y'all tripping now. Come on. My bad. I slipped. I'm not a Marvel head. I forgot about that. Did you give me a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, so we going to the movies Friday?
Yeah.
When Friday? In the daytime, I hope.
I mean, because clearly your nights are tied up.
Yes.
Clearly.
I mean, I want to get in before the crowd, too.
I mean, I was just going to go because everybody's off on Friday, so we can all go as a family.
We wait to Tuesday, go for $5, you know. Just saying.
It's a mad.
$5 on Tuesday, though. That means you get some popcorn.
I'm going to get popcorn regardless.
Oh, you would like. You would like
buy popcorn. Some popcorn. If I
oh, okay. Buy oh, okay.
I mean, I'm
gotta buy
sodas in the damn candy. So why would
oh, I? They ain't letting you bring it. They checking all bags on Black Panther Day. No. They said, "Nah, we know how y'all niggas get down. We checking all bags.
I'm gonna have canned sodas. I ain't
niggas going in there with smoked turkey legs and all that. No, y'all not doing that this time. They say, no. We had to clean that shit up after y'all left. Niggas had four trays in there, all kinds of. Crab balls, niggas set up a butane. They was in there frying fish. We're not letting y'all do that this time.
It's the turn up. Get your tickets, people. We got to show out.
Kyle, do you have a winner?
Yes, I do. My winner is Johnny B. Baker Jr.
Winner.
You may better know him as Dusty Baker. At the time of this recording, just won his first World Series as a manager of the Houston Astros. I'm extremely happy for Dusty. Dusty's 73 years old.
Damn.
As I mentioned, this is his first championship as a manager. And I think the thing that people lose sight of the fact that about this accomplishment is that in 2020, Dusty was given this job to manage the Astros. And much like a lot of professional sports teams, he was given this job to clean up a mess that had been made by the previous regime. Nobody wanted this job. They gave it to Dusty, and just like a black man, he made something out of nothing. Congrats to Dusty Baker on his first championship as a manager.
Nobody eats sunflower seeds like Dusty Baker.
Hey, and he keeps a toothpick in his mouth the whole game.
He'll put him in his mouth. He just bro. Don't know how the man do it.
Hey man, he looks just like your grandfather, man.
Yes, Dusty Baker is that guy, bro.
Shout out to Dusty.
I'm sure he called white people honky. I know for a fact he calls all white people honkies. He has to. That's the only way he know how to do it. He's like, what honky? Like they come in his office. He be like, Cracker, what you want? Like him, Leonard Hamilton. Like these are my top black coaches. Like they, I know they just disrespect white people every time they see them. my winner, speaking of white, is Mattress Mac.
Winner.
Mattress Mac cashed in. He won $75 million on a parlay. You know, so once the Astros won the World Series, he cashed in on his parlay, and you know, Mattress Mack, you see him all the time. I think he predicted he had a parlay with the Astros. I think he basically got all the sports right. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to him. He bets a lot. He loses a lot too. But this was the biggest win ever in gambling history. Mattress Mack, he's the man.
Shout out.
Got everybody doing parlays now. Everybody wanted a little piece of the action. Queen Jeremy even was like, yo, how do I get I was like, what? You want to do a parlay? Like, damn.
I'm just trying to see how it works out for me.
Okay. You got any losers, Queen Jeremy?
Yes. My loser this week has to be Netflix for coming out with this series about Blockbuster.
Loser.
Like, how the hell are you the reason why the motherfuckers is out of business? And you making fun of the people being out of business.
We gave them a shot. We gave them a shot. We was like, hey, you want to team up with us? It was like, Blockbuster looked at Netflix and was like, what? Nobody's going to ever buy this. Fuck you. Go the fuck away. And Netflix was like, all right. Now look what happened.
You got a whole series about it.
Yes. It's still one Blockbuster open. It's in Oregon.
And that's what the show was all about.
Oh, is that the last Blockbuster? Okay. Damn. Didn't even know. That's crazy. Yeah. Kyle, you got any losers?
Yeah, I got losers. Every politician and every political ad that was run over these last couple of months.
Loser.
Those are my losers. We got
shit was horrible.
Even the people, because at the time of this recording, it's election night. So there are going to be some people that win these elections. But we got beaten to death.
Oh.
So even if you won, you lost, because this was ridiculous. Like, I can't even sit and watch Wheel of Fortune, because as soon as the commercial comes on, it's a commercial by Raphael Warnock. It's a commercial by Herschel Walker. It's a commercial about Kemp. It's a commercial about
Stacey Abrams.
I'm like, man, please, can I just watch? I don't want to deal with politics tonight. Let me just watch Wheel of Fortune. Please, let me watch Jeopardy in peace. And so, I'm done with the political ads. I'm glad that the political season is over. However, I think probably by the time you guys hear this, it won't be decided in the state of Georgia, and there'll probably be a runoff. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm
done. Runoff, we're going to win.
Okay.
That's what Earl Herschel said.
somebody's going to need to explain to Herschel what a runoff is in Georgia.
So. He don't know. He think he's going to have to race Warnock.
Literally. Yeah.
Line up, Warnock. I'm going to dust your ass. From Riceville.
So, man. The whole political scene, man, is everybody's a loser.
Yes. Ugh, I told you, man. Everybody's so informed now. No, I like my social media very ignorant. So as soon as this shit is over, everybody go back to being ignorant and I'll be okay. I agree with you about that. My loser is all the black media talking down on Kyrie.
Loser.
Now, listen, I know Kyrie is a fucktard. I know that. But as a black man, for you to go on your platform and to add on to the bullshit of this pile on of the black man, I'm talking to you, Shaq, talking to you, Stephen A., and any of the rest of y'all, the Rob Parkers, all y'all motherfuckers, it's just, oh, Kyrie this, Kyrie that. Think about what you're doing. Really think about what you're doing. Shaq, like, Kyrie's an idiot. This guy's going to make it hard for the rest of us. Oh, so Shaq, you only think about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all my losers, because y'all really missed the point. The man didn't say anything. I mean, whether you thought he was anti-Semitic or whatever, he didn't say anything, and for y'all to jump on it to make it seem like he is, it's part of the problem. Because you didn't have that same smoke for being Roethlisberger. You didn't have that same smoke for Brett Favre. You didn't have that same smoke for, give me some other people that was terrible, white guys that didn't get the headlines. Michael Vick did everything in his motherfucking power to erase what he did, but you keep bringing that shit up.
But that's the reason why I say what I
said. Every time Mike Vick does something, so Mike Vick, it's been 20 years since your dog thing. How do you feel? Mike Vick and his daughter graduated. Mike Vick, I see your daughter just graduated. So, I mean, did you think you was going to see him when he was fighting dogs? Like, bruh, this man can't do nothing without bringing up them goddamn dogs. Now, I am a dog owner. What Michael Vick did, allegedly did, what he said he did was heinous. Do I believe he did that? No, because I'm the money man in the operation. If I'm the money man, I'm damn sure not killing no goddamn dogs. I ain't even feeding the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to walk by. Oh, dogs look good. All right, cool. This is where my money going? Bet. You know, I don't want no dog shit on me. But no, but still, that's all I'm saying. Have that same energy for everybody. That's all.
But that's the thing. We don't live in that society. And that's why, again, we the black people have to stop with the bullshit. Because you, for them to be in a position to where they have some level of influence or have some money or whatever, you didn't have to say nothing. Mm-hmm. You could have just kept your mouth closed. You didn't have to
say. But what if your boss came in and said, hey, I need you to get on this story about Kyrie?
And I'd be like, I'm
paying you. I need you to get on here. You're the guy I want to do it.
You done made enough money. I feel like Shaq has made enough money. You don't have to do anything.
Drew,
you don't have to do anything.
There's a way that you can report stuff. There's a way that, yes. I mean, well, Shaq and Barkley are on TV to give.
Oh, I forgot about that motherfucker.
It's a way that you can do it. And I think, you know, they went the other way and they really could have been a little bit more. That's the time where you can actually be politically correct and you can not necessarily stand with Kyrie, but you don't have to throw him down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
You can kind of educate both sides, you know, like, well, I think you could say, you know, like I said, take that time to the people to listen to you and say, hey, well, I don't think the guy meant that. I think he was referring to Blase Squaze. Now, maybe he didn't convey it in a way that y'all, you know, that makes, you know, say it like that, but don't just, oh, he's an idiot. He's a dumbass.
And I'm like,
he's,
and how you can say that?
How you gonna take the man $40 million? Like, you should have heard that shit. Like, it was disgusting. And so y'all my losers this week.
Yeah, that's bizarre, but yeah.
Well, after all the things we went through tonight, it's been amazing to get to this point. Now it's time for me to ask you, Queen Germ, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and of course my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city. Never.
Twelka, do you have any shout outs?
What the fuck you laughing for, nigga?
I'm just laughing.
Ain't nobody tickling you.
I might get tickled on the inside.
Man, I just want to shout y'all out, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on. This has been a blast as always. You guys know, and I've said this before, when y'all come to Atlanta, you are more than welcome to come to the crib and get your ass bust in a game of spades.
It will never happen.
Me and my wife, we would be very hospitable, but we would bust your ass in a game of spades. So anytime y'all ready.
Quick question. What y'all play? Joker, deuce, spade, eights, no, all. Man, y'all play all them wild cards?
No, we don't play all them wild cards, man. Okay. Joker, deuce, that's it.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Hey, we got to learn how to. I'm so used to playing ace high, right?
Nothing, because what it is, I'm going to just let him know y'all going to be real nice because we ain't never going to come back again because y'all ain't going to, the invitation will be withdrawn.
Yes.
No, we are so hospitable to where when we win, we want people to come back. You know, we don't lose.
But you won't win.
So what he's going to tell us is, oh, we let y'all win so y'all will come back. That's what he's going to tell us.
But it's not going
to
be the truth.
It's an open invitation. But again, thank you for having me on here, man. It's always dope to come through.
Well, I'm glad you stayed this long, too.
Yes. Hey. My shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Dom, No Man Gang, we got Texas T, CG24, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, anybody over there, like Fuck With A Kid, Doc Claw, all the gang, the Black Pod Squad, got 12 Kyle Podcast, got Eclectic and EDP, we got Dr. Brace of Dr. Cam, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Corey Dos Equis, I'm something else. The Power Lunch Hour. Is my voice sounding funny?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was wondering. I was like,
it's not like Jada Kiss. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I was like, what's going on with my voice? It's just going away. Nah, it's just like, I guess from football practice yelling.
That's what it is.
Stop it.
Crying by the turn.
who else we got? Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, Beats Rhymes, Body Slams, Cool Out Corner. You got Pork Ale, Miss Mini Meeks. That's the Black Pod Squad. Come check us out. Mm-hmm. Let me clear my voice real quick. I don't know what's going on. I guess it's past my time.
Yeah. the smoke is messing with it. That's what
Why is this the smoke?
It's got to be.
It can't be.
Go ahead. You got a couple more people.
Shout out to any other podcast fuck with us. It's a lot of y'all. I'm not breaking everybody down this week. Come on, voice sound like shit. And Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else. Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Nanita, Sleazy Black Farmer, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Wow.
Wrap it up. Put a bow on it, boo.
It's time to wrap the show up. Put a bow on it, like the queen said. So, rate your show.
I'm going to make it easy for y'all tonight. I'm going to call this thing a 9.
12, Kyle, do you have a rating?
Oh, yeah. It's a 12.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Come on, and you know, on, since we're being easy, I'm just going to give it an 8.
Why?
Because Kobe wore 8. Mm. And tomorrow will be the 6th game. Oh, and today's the 8th at the time of this recording. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So 8's all around.
8's all around.
Yeah. Well, getting emotional over here, man. We got the great Hall of Famer, 12 Kyle, in the building.
This guy.
I'm just saying, man, you're a Frocast Hall of Famer,
hey,
man.
I appreciate it, man.
Your jersey's in the Raptors. Number 12 is in the Raptors.
Hey, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love coming on here.
Hey, man. Love having you, man. We don't have to change up the show for you.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? So, I will be remiss. Please tell the people where they can hear you before we get out of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You can't forget about the 12 Kyle podcast. It is a podcast where I talk about just a little bit about everything. You can check me out. The podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. It's on all streaming platforms. Make sure that you subscribe because from time to time, I drop bonus episodes on Sundays at midnight. So, yeah, if you like what you heard on here, I do most of my podcasts by myself, but I will have guests on. In fact, I got to get Jern back on because we got some joints to do. But, I like to just kick it and have a good time. So check me out. And one thing I can't say about the podcast, if you listen to one episode, I promise you, you'll listen to another.
Yeah. Very easy listen. He's not going to, you know, hit you in the head. I mean, every once in a while, he give you an hour episode. Most of the time, it's very easily digested. He don't waste your time. He's in there. He's out. And he's out. Good show. Please go check out 12 Kyle. Dope show. I guess what I'm supposed to say now.
Wrap it up,
oh, yeah. I did my shout outs. Wrapped it up. Time to go. Hey. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. Don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch.
We got a nice
new shirt. We got a Frocast shirt in there. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. So, yeah, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro offices, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And it's the good guy, 12 Cal. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
5 G's.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.